Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 277. My name is Christopher Kiel, and I'm here with Jeff Torney.
What up?
And Jason's not with us this week, so we have Glenn Burgess joining us.
Chris, you sound like a laid-back, like a morning NPR news DJ right now. Like,
I do.
I don't know what it is.
Man, you got coming this, up like, on the hour, hey. We have some
sublime. Welcome to episode 277.
Welcome to episode 277.
He's very calming. Like, I need you to just read books or something like that to me, so I'll listen to it like that at work.
You want me to be a narrator for you?
Please.
Can I take the place of James Earl Jones? No.
No, but he's not calming. He's epic. You had this
That's
nice,
true. He
like,
is epic. He is epic.
I felt like I
Morgan
was like...
Morgan Freeman is calming.
Yeah, I felt like I was in a hot shower there. I just had like a... I'm ready to talk about games. Let's talk about games.
That's kind of creepy, man. I don't want to know that my voice...
I felt like I was in a shower with Chris. What's wrong with that? I don't understand.
It's a little weird. Anyway, today we were going to talk about the Wii U, but we decided to put it off because I got the show out a little bit late. I got it out pretty much right before midnight Tuesday morning. That happened, and it didn't get put up on Regstroids, so maybe not a lot of people saw that the feature was asking about the Wii U and how people felt. So we're going to put that off until next week. Today we're going to do distractions first, and then after we come back we'll do news, new releases, the listener email, and a question of, and the new question of the week. Before Sounds we do that, good. Glenn?
Yes.
Welcome back, dude. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. Oh man, I haven't been on the show in a long, long time.
It's been a while, man.
It has. I think since then I have actually gone down to Florida and DJ'd my sister's wedding. So that was interesting.
How did that go?
Oh, it actually went really well. Like, I was nervous as hell about it because, you know, you get something that's kind of important. You
know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you were infinitely better than the DJ at my wedding.
I don't know if anybody ever told you this, but if you screw that up, people notice.
Yes. Very true.
So I was freaking out. But once I actually started getting into it, it was just really fun. And it actually made me go, you know, maybe I could, like, get some side gigs around here, like get some shitty,
you probably could.
Shitty clubs DJ. So that
did
was
you do
fun.
The electric slide?
No slides,
that kind of stuff. Okay, no slides. Good.
No slides.
Good man.
They didn't even do like the garter toss and bouquet toss. Like they just.
Oh wow.
It was very basic.
To be honest, I haven't
stuff.
Seen that in a while. Like the last like four weddings I've been to, I don't think they've done either of those things.
Hmm. We did it at ours.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got married like forever ago.
Dude, it's like well, 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Forever.
Oh, yeah, that's
forever
when, yeah.
ago. We've been doing this show for longer, Jeff.
If you were a computer, know, you'd be at your half-life.
The weddings I went to, yeah, serious. The weddings I went to like that long ago were, yeah, they would do that stuff. But I'd say like the last four I went to in the last 2 years, none of them did the bouquet thing or the bouquet thing or the
Do they do
the
cupcakes too, Jeff, instead of a cake?
Actually, two of them were cupcakes. Yeah,
what? So, yeah. It's the new trend. I don't know
it
why.
Is.
Maybe I guess it's all easier right, well. To smush a cupcake into your loved one's face than
That's
it is
true.
A piece of.
I guess
that's
I
true.
So that was fun and interesting.
Cool.
My shitty car has completely died.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you still got what a few months out of it.
Yeah, it's well, I could fix it. Like it can be fixed, and it's not super expensive. It's
is
like
it
three,
worth it?
Oh, it's okay. $300, but that's a fifth of what I paid for the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
it starts to get questionable after that.
It's a 200,000 mile engine. Like, okay, I fixed this.
What breaks
like,
next?
What's next? Miles. Yeah.
What breaks
and
next?
Still,
month?
It still has no heater. It still has no air conditioner. The alignment is still completely borked on it and is unfixable in its current state. So I think I just need to get a new car. So I'm driving around in the work car for right now and. Seeing if I can find a Band-Aid. Like, I might go down to a junkyard and try to pick up some coil packs on the cheap there and just throw them in and see what happens. But if I have to pay, like, money, like, real people money, like, I don't think I'm going to fix it.
Yeah. You can buy my car. I don't think
yeah?
you want to do that, though.
How much you want for it? No, I've actually been in yours while you drove it, so I know what it's been through. So I'm going to say
this is true.
I'm going to pass.
I was going to say, your one you have now might last longer if you fix it for $300.
No, actually, my car is still in really good shape as far as, like, the drivetrain and everything like that. The only thing that's really wrong with it is that all the struts are blown. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a small problem.
Yeah, it's not so good on the skid pad anymore, that's all.
Oh, Jesus.
You just can't strut your stuff so often.
Yeah, you strut
Jeff,
too much.
Jeff, please don't make that joke ever again.
You strut too much.
Not ever again. Ever again.
I have a theory on your car, Chris, though, and it's the same as the theory on your Xbox. And that's whenever either one fails, it's going to be so epic. It's just gonna like explode into like it's
just gonna say
it's not gonna stop. It's gonna blow up. Like it's going to, and it's gonna be like a Hollywood gas explosion. Like it's gonna be a 20-foot tall fireball, and just
can we not destroy my house? I would
appreciate
not
destroying
my house.
No, your house will be fine. It'll just,
yeah, no, no.
You and your kids and your wife will just be all covered in soot. It'll be like a cartoon. And your hair will all be sticking up and shit.
And your beak will be facing.
You'll get your face too close to it. It would explode. You'll have a plastic ring around your head like a flower.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And your beak will be facing the wrong way around. You'll have to spin it back forward again.
Okay. Will it knock my nose straight?
It might. I mean, I'm not talking maybe. Huge explosions here, Chris. Jesus.
You won't have a goatee anymore, though.
Oh, damn it. Can I at least grow it back? Or have the hair follicles been singed off?
No, you can grow it back eventually.
Okay, good.
They're actually going to explode onto the edges of your mustache and make it curly.
Yeah.
So.
Yes! Score!
Fair trade. That and I'm moving to Scranton officially. I'm officially a resident of the Electric City now. So that's
confused.
Is that a congratulations or is that an? Oh,
that's
sorry.
A congratulations.
Okay.
Weren't you already there though?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you just worked there. And then...
Wilkes-Barre is where I lived and worked, coming up on time to renew my lease, and I am dating Stephanie here now, and I've been over here a lot and staying over here a lot, so we talked about it, and I'm gonna end up moving in over at her place.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, so that's actually going to be really good because, you know, rent is significantly cheaper. So I can save up and actually, you know, buy a car that runs. And, I mean, everything's going to work. It all kind of makes sense. So that's good. And Scranton's a nicer place, I think, than where I was. I think I'm less likely to be shot here. So that's a
plus. That's always a plus. That's usually
it's usually pretty
low on my checklist for moving, but it isn't. It's kind of important.
Am I gonna get shot here? No, in Wilkes-Barre, you kind of had to go between. Was that a firework or a gunshot? I'm not sure. Actually, my boss actually had somebody try to do a drunken home invasion on his house. They thought there was somebody else's house. They kept yelling out, Jason. My boss's name is not Jason.
Jason!
Yeah, they're just mashing X to Jason. And they're too drunk and trying to pry through the door, which he wasn't doing. And he tried to break into the window, but it's like one of those picture windows that, you know, is boxed off. Like it's like 1 foot glass chunks everywhere rather than a big window.
Yeah.
So he couldn't fit. Like, he fit his head through and his arm through the other glass.
Was your boss home?
Yes. And,
he's like, what the fuck
are
you doing?
His wife and kids were home, too. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, he had a shotgun, but no shells. So he was beating the kid over the head with the shotgun. He bent it. He bent the shotgun hitting.
Well, would he even need to do that? Why wouldn't you just aim at the kid and be like, what are you doing? Like,
he was too drunk. What's wrong with you? Like, he did not realize what was going on. He still even know he was at the wrong dude's house. You know? Like, how funny would that be if he broke in, saw my boss, and just went, my bad. And then
Shit.
Shit, I'm at the wrong house. All right. See you later. Peace. That's really notable, new and notable for me.
Cool. All
Jeff.
Right. Jeff, what's up, dude?
Nah, I got nothing really notable and new, really. Weekend back from the trip was fun. We just got together with some friends, chilled. This Wednesday, actually, Sask Bob is coming into town again.
Oh, that's cool.
So him, Mike Strife, and his wife, and Tanya, and myself, are going to go to the last Raptor game of the season on Wednesday night. So that should be fun. I got to contact actually Better tomorrow and see if he's willing to come down to the big TO as well. Yeah, it's kind of like a little mini Retroids meetup of sorts, but
gotcha.
Most of the Canadians.
That's cool.
That's it, man. Nothing else is new or exciting in this corner of the world.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I don't have all that much that's exciting to talk about. My car search continues. I did test drive another car. I test drove the new 2014 Impala, which is hilarious because Glenn and I actually talked about like what cars GM had that I would be interested in driving. And there was a website that you could go to and it would pull up things that had specific, you put in specifications and it would bring back GM vehicles. And one of the ones that it brought back was the old Impala. And basically Glenn and I were just like, really? So, yeah. but that new one is really nice. So I got to test drive that guy. He's got about 310 horsepower. So it's got a lot of get up and go. Lots of, torque steer, which kind of put me off a little bit. Because
that's a lot of power, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of power to throw in the front wheel drive. And, you know, I've actually never felt torque steer before because my car is only 200 horsepower and it's front wheel drive and that's fine. But this guy, I, you know, was turning a corner and I gunned it and I felt that. And it has body roll, but it's less body roll than the Malibu I was talking about a few weeks ago. It's a bigger car with less body roll than that little Malibu. So I was like, that's pretty impressed by that. Yeah. But, I mean, overall, it's a very comfortable car. I could see myself driving it, but you know, there's a few things about it that may or may not make me go the other direction. And one of the other cars that I was looking at, one of the cars that's in the same class, I think, was the Hyundai Azera, which I think may win over the Impala, but we'll see.
Have you looked into the Nissan GTR by any chance?
I have, and you know, it's just a little bit out of my price range, just a little bit,
just slightly.
I mean, will say this though:
what if you really skimped on a few other things?
If I let my house,
budget toilet paper, and
if I let my house get foreclosed on, I could probably do it.
Oh, what if your Xbox exploded and burnt it down?
Oh, that's
perfect. There you go.
I could collect the insurance money. Totally kidding. That's not really going to happen. Knocking on wood right now.
Do you know how bad I would feel if that actually happened? Yeah, we're deleting this episode.
That
so
would
it's
suck.
Never...
Oh, God. Oh, no, my new PS3.
He runs in the room with the PS3. Crystal and the kids are still in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
I just
bought this thing.
Why do I feel like I forgot something?
Shit, I completely lost my train of thought. Oh, Glenn, I wanted to tell you this. So with the whole thing about getting a new car, it's been a rather a slower process because I'm taking my time and trying to figure out exactly what I want. And I'm making sure that I buy a vehicle that if anything happened, Crystal will be comfortable driving. So it's one of those. So that's part of the reason that I'm going for. That's actually the main reason I'm going for an automatic. So we've been looking at cars like around, and Crystal like starts pointing out cars that she thinks are you know that she likes. She goes, "Oh, what's that car?" Like 3 out of 5 times, she points to a car, and I said, "Baby, that's a Porsche."
Yeah.
You're not getting one of those. I'm sorry.
What's that one? That's a 911 turbo.
Right, exactly.
It's not happening.
You can't fit the kids in there. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You can fit a Laura in the trunk.
This is after the kids are grown up. She's looking at cars right now for when the kids are gone. So don't take that the wrong way.
End up getting a Mazda Miata.
She saw one of those and she's like, that's kind of nice.
If it's an MX-5, go for it, but you can't bring the kids in it.
That's what I'm saying. When the kids are old enough to drive their own cars. The one that she pointed out that she really liked was the 370Z.
Yes.
So I thought you might get a kick out of that.
She
pointed that one out and she pointed out a Corvette. And I'm like, okay, Corvettes might work. I might be able to get a discount on that.
You might be able to discount it down to what the price of the 370 is to begin with.
Oh, no, it'd still be much more than that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Corvettes start at 50 now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. And they go up to
I think the 370s are 45.
I figure that's pretty low.
For a Vet?
Yeah.
They have a V6 Vet, I think. No, actually, they don't anymore.
Do not. I thought they started
not anymore. I honestly didn't pay much attention. I do know they go up into the hundreds, but.
Oh, yeah. If you get them all pimped out and shit.
Yeah, the 370Z starts at 33. I didn't realize that. That's actually,
That's actually not that bad.
It's actually not bad to start. And the thing is that the 370s have, they use one engine for every trim. I mean, obviously, because there's a 370 is a 3.7.
The only time you get a horsepower is if you get a Nismo because they tune it.
Right. Because they do some mods to it, but.
They usually break it though, so don't get that. Well, like they give it more power, but then they don't compensate elsewhere. So like it actually, if you look at track times, it's usually like slower by a half a second. So you've paid like $15,000 to have a slower car. I don't understand.
But yeah, so that search is still continuing.
So welcome to Car Talk with Indus.
I was going to say, right? So welcome to Top Gear Indus.
Can we do that show?
Next week we'll go into the video game land of go-karts and Crash Bandicoot.
So can we honestly, though, what we should do is at some point in our lives, where if we find ourselves like really fairly well off and not worried about things, we should do one of those Top Gear challenges where, like, you know, we each had $2,000 and had to buy a car to travel from from here to here, and all three of us should meet up and do that, I think.
I'd be down. If I was well out, first thing I'd do is I'm buying a GTR and I'll do that. You guys can go buy your $2,000 cars. I'm going to be like, fuck that.
What's the challenge in that?
I'm going to be in my well, it's still a challenge of doing a road trip type thing, but.
With a car that drives itself.
I know, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys enjoy. I'm going to listen to my sweet stereo in my air-conditioned car that does 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds.
Exactly.
Bye.
Yeah, but that's it for me. So, it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm a horrible dad, apparently. This week was my son's birthday.
Because you left Liam in the
car?
That's
not,
I left
that's
Liam
not
the
news,
home.
Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be news stuff.
And the sun will set tomorrow.
This week was, Tuesday was my son's third birthday.
And you forgot it?
No, I didn't forget it. I forgot to mention it on a video game podcast. I apologize.
Son, look what I got you. This new video game I bought myself.
That's right.
It's now exactly. For you.
No, I buy him toys that I enjoy playing with. But we took him to the aquarium, which was actually very cool, and he had a very, very good time. They have the dolphin show that opened up a couple of years ago there, and we got to see that for the first time, and he loved that. So that was a really, really fun day. It was an absolutely great time. And both kids were good for the entire time, which made it an amazing trip. So, very cool. But I highly suggest if you are going, dads and moms, I doubt there's any moms, but I know there's dads. If you're going to bring your kids to the aquarium, wait until they're at least three. Because
they
have to understand what a fish is in the first place.
Yeah, I thought you were going to suggest giving him a dose of Benadryl first.
Well, we've had an aquarium in his room for over a year.
Hmm.
So he's all about the fish, but you know, any younger, and I don't think he really would have enjoyed it as much as he did. So that's kind of the only suggestion I would have. But yeah, it was a great time. All right, let's talk about some games.
Okay.
Glenn, you're first. Go.
Oh, Glenn's going to be quick. I beat Halo 4.
Awesome. Nice. It's about fucking time.
No shit.
And you sent us an awesome video of a dude shooting himself in the face.
Oh, my God. Those Halo fails of the week are...
They're so funny.
I go through them like crack. I just keep watching them over and over.
And they're shit that you don't even... Like I said, like we talked about this off the air when we were just talking on Skype. Like, you don't see shit like that in other first-person shooters for some reason. Like, you'll see awesome shit in, like, Call of Duty and stuff like that. But
right.
The ricocheting bullets and stuff in Halo, you don't see all that shit.
Oh my God, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. How many people can say that they have shot themselves with a Rube Goldberg of sniper rifle shots?
Seriously. Yeah.
At one point I heard the song from the old Mousetrap game commercials. And hit the man into the pickle!
Yeah, hit the man. I remember that song.
So I beat that finally, and it's short, so I don't know why I didn't beat it before.
Short,
I just kind of, I don't know, but it was actually really good. And I almost spit out a spoiler. I've been drinking tonight. So I'll just leave that alone.
But we're past the point of, like, I mean, it's.
Do you think, is it outside of the bounds?
I think anyone
of
who's wanted to play Halo 4 and listens to this, they've probably already played Halo 4.
I was really sad that they finally made Cortana hot and then she was gone.
Oh, gotcha.
Cortana's gone? Fuck this game.
Shut up, Chris. So now I have to go through and do like the Spartan Ops stuff because I haven't done any of that.
Yeah, I haven't done much of that. So when you catch up to where I left off, which isn't far, we should do that shit. I think I did the first two episodes, I think. That's it.
And the multiplayer is finally growing on me. Like I didn't like the as I said before, I didn't like the whole loadout thing. I didn't like you were earning your weapons and like kill streaks and that kind of stuff, you know. But it's there's not a lot of unlockable weapons. Like there's only a handful.
You open them all within like the first like few matches you play, pretty much.
Yeah, I've still got a couple that I could unlock because I've been using my points elsewhere. The guns aren't that great. Like there isn't a god gun that you can get. You know, once you get the DMR,
DMR and battle rifle is all you need.
There's no other. Yeah, that's it. And I got the Covenant carbine, I think, too. I don't, whatever. I mean, it's all.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even know if I've unlocked everything. The second, like, once I unlock those two things, I'm like, these are the only guns I care to spawn with, so I don't give a shit.
Yep, pretty much.
And at least the streaks aren't consecutive streaks. I like how it's just how many, once you get a certain amount of kills, then you get the,
Yeah. Little drop. So even if you die.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still, it still keeps that you've done that. It's a, right.
Or whatever.
Why can't I think of the freaking word?
Orbital drop? Perk?
Yeah, something
perk?
Like that.
No, I don't know.
It's the word for
this. The word for
counting.
What are you trying to think? Challenging. Get the
counting numbers that aren't consecutive.
No. Score.
We're gonna just move on and not even worry about it. So yeah, I've just been playing a whole lot of that. We played that the other night.
We played it on Sunday.
We played actually a pretty significant amount of it.
I think we played.
And we got our
asses
destroyed the last couple matches.
The witch?
Oh, we did. By some guy named Jaws without an A.
Yeah, he was the only dude who was like really.
Yeah,
awesome.
he had like a ridiculous KDR. What was it, like 35-2?
Yeah, it was retarded. Like
he was nuts. It was insane. So. Hats off to you. Couldn't even be mad. You clearly were just way better.
And
than Jeff
we
and
you
I
clearly have nothing match. Better to do with your life.
Well, I mean, if he's better than a couple MLG stars like ourselves,
well, then that's an accomplishment,
right? Clearly, he's worked for it, so I'm not going to take it away from him.
Yeah.
And the only other game I've really spent any time playing is that Ingress game on the Android phone.
Oh, that's the one where you have to go to
portal
locations on Google Maps.
It's like digital geocaching in a way. It's just that it's a game with a score count and everything else that you're keeping track of.
So
and,
I actually do have a question about that. How does that work if you never go to that spot, or does it only choose places that you often go?
It's nothing to do with that at all. There's portals. You have to find them. It does not care where you are.
Oh, okay.
So if you were to go, if you go online to ingress.com/intel, it'll actually show you a map and, of the whole world. And when you're zoomed out that far, it only shows you the highest level portals, which are level 8. And as you zoom in, it shows you lower level portals, and you have to zoom in almost all the way to get to the unclaimed portals. So you have to like zoom around and you can see where there are portals that are already taken care of and claimed and, that you can try to destroy or reinforce or just hack to try to get resources out of. And then you can go find them. So you look at it on there and you go, oh, okay, well, that's in the square of Center Scranton right by the courthouse. So I actually spent, Monday night, Stephanie and I walked around and we just kind of walked. And while we were walking, I did that. So, you know, it's not something that you have to play in a way where it encompasses your time entirely. You can just do it while you're doing other things. I wouldn't do it driving because you have to be within 45 meters of the portal to hack it. And if you go outside of it, so if you're going at like 40 miles an hour, you're going to travel too fast to actually hack it. Like you'll go right past and you're done.
I'm not sure I would do that while driving anyway.
Well, yeah, there's nothing to, like, it's a button push, you know, like, if you leave the app
someone
up,
the
it's running.
Side could do it, too, so it's...
Well, yeah. Okay, if someone...
I don't think Glenn means, like, driving around.
Yeah, I don't mean, like, driving by yourself down the road, drinking coffee, putting on makeup, and playing Ingress, like...
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people, they will do that shit.
It's probably true. But I actually had to switch teams, which was a pain in the ass to do. Everybody up here was Resistance. So it was, everything was already hacked for Resistance. So all I could do is either recharge a portal or hack it for resources. And if you hack it for resources, you don't get any, AP, which you use to level up. So I had been playing for like 3 months and I was about a quarter of the way towards level 2. Like it was ridiculous. Wow. I finally got swapped and you actually have to write an email to Ingress support telling them why you want to switch. And then they go over and make sure that it's not going to completely screw up their database if they switch you. And as long as that's fine, then they'll switch you over and you have to come up with a new username and everything. That switch took place last weekend. I am already 3/4 of the way to level 2, just from one night of playing.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So it's definitely worthwhile to have that switch done. And I actually set up a Google Plus community for other people on the Enlightened team in my area. So we can kind of, you know, get together. And if you get like multiple people to go out, you can really level up fast, like with a group. So it's interesting. I haven't gotten a chance to really do that yet other than with just my friend Mark. So it'll be cool to get like, you know, three or four people out there walking around doing it. I don't know. It's interesting. It's just kind of fun to have a game that you play that involves going outside and walking somewhere.
No, it's definitely, I wish they had something like that for iOS.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause it's in beta now. So after it gets out, it might
go to both. Yeah. That would be kind of cool. Cause I know like Tanya loves geocaching. She does that with her mom and sister all the time. And that would be something that'd be kind of cool. I can get into that.
Yeah. Google's pretty, liberal with that stuff. You know, they don't really. Harbor any ill will. They'll give it to you if Apple will take it. So,
yeah.
I couldn't see them just not making it for iOS. So, I don't know. Be on the lookout for it. I'll let you know whenever it's out of beta.
Cool.
That's about that, honestly.
All right. Jeff, what do you got?
I played some, I'm sick and tired of our fucking internet bandwidth shit and called our local cable provider and threatened to leave them.
And what happened?
We ended up getting unlimited bandwidth, which is awesome. And
like for good?
For good. Unlimited.
Nice.
Done.
Wow.
Like I don't have to worry about fucking downloading anymore.
So are you downloading porn as we speak?
Not well, I could. But Tanya's like stream everything. Let's watch a shit ton of Netflix. She's not gonna monitor like internet anymore. Problem is though, we always had they did charge us $10 more. Originally it was gonna be like 40 something for unlimited. I'm like, there's this other, the Tech Savvy, they're offering this, and they did compare like the negatives and positives, which realistically the negatives far outweigh the positives to joining Tech Savvy, which is they're offering like 300 gigs for, I think in total was like $50. Then there'd have to be installation, all that other crap. So it made sense to just pay the extra $10 a month to get unlimited with who we were at. But this is where I'm kind of pissed off, is because they said that we need to get a new modem, and I was like, well, why? And he's like, well, our unlimited service only comes with
DOCSIS 3.0.
Well, Extreme, whatever.
Yep.
And I was like, well, we already have Extreme. He's like, oh, yeah, you do have Extreme. And I was like, yeah, so why do we need a new modem then? He's like, well, because it's not compatible or whatever. So anyway, I thought nothing of it. I figured maybe it's the gigs. Maybe it's kind of like, I have no idea. So then we're sitting here. I'm like, you know what? I think for the last, like, 2.5 years, we've been paying for the highest speed internet, but we haven't actually been getting it because our modem wasn't compatible.
Correct.
Or we got it before they had this new modem, which actually upped the speed, so they just didn't let us know, or we missed something where they're offering this new modem. So we've noticed that since we have the new modem, our internet is definitely faster.
Did you run the speed test?
Yeah, we run the speed test. They said, in the advertisement, it offers 35, I think it's 35 up and like 3 down or something like that, or 2.5 down, and we were getting 40. Early 40s.
Wow.
Download. And then, yeah. So it was like really fast, like way faster than was before. So I was like, holy shit. But the problem is the modem they gave us is a really shitty wireless modem.
What?
Like our old one was really good. It was like a wireless router, basically. This new one sucks. Like going in the next room, like our main internet hub, this is not distractions at all, by the way, but I should have talked about this earlier.
But you remember earlier when you said nothing shit has happened to you new?
Yeah, exactly. And then I just kind of remembered it as you guys are talking about your shit for some reason. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So we have it all set up in the bedroom, and I was losing connection on like my iPad and my phone in our main room. I'm like, this is – and the Xbox and PS3 wouldn't even pick up the wireless connection. So we did a bunch of research, and a lot of people were saying that modem fucking sucks. But then Tanya did something. She's more of a techie than I am in terms of that kind of stuff, and it seems to be working okay now wirelessly. So we'll see how long we can put up with how it is wireless for now before I call them back and be like, this is bullshit. The
yeah, wireless sucks. I bypassed all that, and I just bought a modem, and I told them to use mine. That way I don't have to pay them the $5 a month or whatever it is.
Well, we get it free. We don't have to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
That was part of the thing. We've been getting the free modem since we signed up, because it's some other thing I threatened probably years ago, and they're like, oh, free modem. Free modem and free cable box. So
there you go.
That's two things I got, yeah.
Why'd you stop shy of the hand job? You could have gotten it.
Yeah, I should have next time. I'm saving that one up. That's like my ace.
There is one thing that'll keep me from leaving.
So other than that, I don't have to worry. Yeah, I don't have to worry about downloading shit anymore, which is good. What I've been playing? I played some more God of War Ascension. I still haven't beat it. which is fucking ridiculous because it's probably the first God of War game I haven't beaten the first week I've owned it, ever.
Well, from what I understand, this is the worst of the God of War games.
It is, but it does get better. Like, for, it is getting better. Like, if it wasn't for Bioshock, I probably would have beaten it right when I got home from Mexico, because I wouldn't have had anything else to play. But I made the mistake of, because I remember in Mexico, I was like, hey, when I get home, I can't play Bioshock. I'm going to go home, I'm going to beat God of War. I made the mistake of playing 10 minutes of Bioshock before going to bed the night we got back.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Yeah. So, but I will beat it, though. I'm planning to beat it by the end of this weekend. So hopefully next week, I'll keep my... I beat every game I play this year streak, so we'll see what happens there. Started playing Bioshock Infinite again, and I'm in my second playthrough on hard. Game is so good.
It is. It's very good. I'm about halfway through now, I think. I'm at Shantytown.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit past halfway.
Okay. I heard the game was like 12-ish hours. And I'm
I
not
beat
really...
it in under 12. But what? Then again, I'm not the kind of guy who looks in every little corner.
Yeah, so. I look in every little corner. So, so what I did is I pulled up Game Facts just so I could look at the table of contents, and I looked at all the chapters, and I just determined where I was in the chapter list. And the Shantytown chapter is about halfway down, but like the last five chapters were all super fast.
Oh, they're really short.
Yeah. So it's very possible that you're right. I may very well be more than halfway. So
exactly. In terms of like A to B, you're more than halfway. It just depends on how much extra stuff you do.
Right. Right. So. Okay.
Awesome. Hurry up and beat that shit.
I'm going to try, dude. It's, you know.
Played some more Luigi's Mansion. I finally opened up, which I didn't even know you had to open up. You have to open up the multiplayer mode.
Oh, that's
which
weird.
Which at first, I was like, that's dumb. But then it kind of makes sense because the single player mode is leading into how to use all the equipment. So I guess it waits for you to get your last piece of equipment before it opens up multiplayer mode, because then you'll have no idea what the hell you're doing, I guess. Harlock let me know, like Captain Harlock. He's like, yeah, I've been playing. I just opened up Scarescraper mode. I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, the multiplayer. I'm like, you have to open that shit up. He's like, yeah, you get it after like the fourth mission or something like that. I'm like, oh crap. Cause we were going to play it the other night, but we ended up playing something else. But I want to try it multiplayer because I have read it's pretty good. It's pretty fun.
Cool. So,
still enjoying it. I just wish I had the DS, 3DS XL. 3DS XL? That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That is right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just seems like a tongue twister. Good game. If you have a 3DS, you should buy it. Halo 4, already talked about that. So fun. Every time I play Halo 4, it makes me wonder why the fuck we don't play this more often.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just funny because we'll play it once every few weeks and have so much fun with it, and then we won't play it again for another few weeks.
We're playing again this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we will for sure. okay, another game I played. Now I got to pull up this description because how can you not play a game with this description for Xbox Live or PSN. All right, you guys ready? This, mind you, is word for word, so I'm not stumbling over myself or leaving out words or letters. Game's Double Dragon 2. That came, the remake they did.
Okay.
Okay. This is a remake, Double Dragon 2, at 80s game. The storyline takes same as original game story. However, the graphic character, action, system, etc. are changed. Also, we are including new stage and enemy in the game. The player will be addicted to new version of Double Dragon 2. Also, characters are undressed from 80s style and recreated with modern, sexy, and beautiful style that amaze you and feel never been experienced world before.
Okay. So did they just grab the description from another language and stick it in Google Translate?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And either I never read those descriptions.
Maybe Fluffy Nuts gave the description in a Google Voice message, and they just
it's pretty close, I think.
Oh shit! So I was like, this game looks terrible, and the description sounds awesomely terrible. And then I played the game, and it is fucking terrible, so bad. I know a lot of people had problems with Double Dragon Neon. That game looks like a masterpiece compared to this. I don't even think, it has nothing to do with Double Dragon. It doesn't even open like Double Dragon 2 did. It doesn't play like Double Dragon 2. Yeah, the two main characters are Billy and Jimmy. You can't do the same moves. It's absolute garbage. Do not spend your money on this. Play the trial just to see how bad and how, Captain Harlock and I were talking about this, and he said, he probably thinks that some developer was making the game, and then there's like, let's just see if we can get the Double Dragon 2 license. That has nothing to do with this game whatsoever, because it's a brawler, and that's what they did. And it's just, It's awful. It's so awful. It's just, ugh. Anyway, it's bad.
Okay.
They cannot, I don't think they'll ever make a good Double Dragon game ever again.
It's not even to the point where it's so bad that it's good. It's just,
no, it's just, not even like, it's just fucking bad. Okay. Like, it's just bad. And then Borderlands 2, Jason was nice enough. He actually sent me a code, a Steam code he got from someone.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm playing that on PC.
Oh God. I'm so good.
Not too far. I don't even know how many. I'm like level 8, I think.
Happened?
What was the last? Oh, I just got to the main city. What's it called?
Sanctuary?
Sanctuary. It's got a sanctuary.
Okay.
So I did a couple of quick missions in Sanctuary. We just basically don't leave Sanctuary, just running around doing shit.
Right.
That was the last thing we did before we stopped playing. So nothing really big has happened. But it's fun. It's more Borderlands so far right now, which I can't really complain. The writing's funny. I like the writing.
Yeah.
Yes. Jack is great as far as villains go.
He seems awesome so far. He's pretty funny. He's
you definitely want to kill that motherfucker by the end of the game, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you do. Yes, and that, I guess that's the only problem, because like, I was playing with Jason Harlock yesterday. And when you're playing co-op, you kind of talk a lot, and there's a lot of stuff you kind of miss. Like,
yeah.
Like stuff. And I kind of wish I could hear it, but I mean, I don't know. The thing is, I just don't find that game much fun single player for some odd reason. I can play it for a bit, and I'm just kind of like, okay, play something else now.
Yeah, I can see that. It's definitely more fun multiplayer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But it's cool. But I won't talk any more about it, because you guys talked a lot about it last year. So.
Yeah, we did.
Or was it this year? Last year.
Last year.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I'm playing. And the usual, I played some Darkstalkers and stuff over the weekend, too. That game's flowing.
Cool. All right.
Chris.
Well, we talked about Bioshock a little bit already, so that's enough of that for now. I got with John and Travis and played quite a bit more Defiance as well.
Defiance.
And that is turning out to be a lot more fun than originally expected.
Well, you never actually really talked about that last week, though, did you?
Well, we did a little bit, but it was more of, you know.
But you didn't play it yet, though.
I had played it.
Oh, okay.
Defiance is basically, it's a more serious Borderlands, but it's like visually it's not stylized like Borderlands, but it's that type of game, and it's just from the third person. There's lots of different weapons. You know, it's very, it's all, you know, it's hit point driven, just like Borderlands is, you know, headshots or crits, that kind of thing. But one of the things that's, you know, it's that as an MMO. So you've got, you know, you're running into players all over the world. And the areas are massive. The first area is, San Francisco, and you can actually go up to the Golden Gate Bridge, which has been destroyed in this world. So it's kind of cool to see. But a couple of things that they do in this game that I thought was really cool is like, if you take on a mission, and this is something that all MMOs have a problem with, if you take on a mission and it's in a certain location, it's like, you have to activate, you know, or you have to, you know, get data off these three data pads or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or you have to activate these three switches or whatever it is. If you happen to go to that location and someone else is doing that mission and you are both in that area, you are now, both groups are now doing that mission together. So, it's like if you have to hit three switches, then those two groups together have to hit three switches, and then any experience that or anything that happens while you're both in the area of that mission, both groups get experience for it. So it gets rid of the whole thing of like waiting and camping and all that other shit, and it's just it all happens for everybody.
But it doesn't get rid of the whole bad MMO mission structure.
It's typical in that sense to an extent, but it's typical in that sense, not only to MMOs, but also to this type of shooter. So it's like the missions that you get are very similar to what you would find in a Borderlands game. You know, it's not that far off. You know, it's just a different style, and it's a different, it's an MMO atmosphere.
I wish the developers would drop that though. For something like Defiance or like Borderlands, because it makes sense in a pay-to-play one, because they want you playing the game as long as possible. But if it's one of those games where you pay $60 and that's it, you don't have to have somebody waste their time finding five wolf pelts or six fucking snake tails or.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, there's not a whole lot of those. I was just giving you an example because that's just kind of this, one of the situations. There's one specific story mission where you are, you and an NPC you and your group and an NPC are going to reactivate a radio tower so they can transfer information to the resistance. You know, that's the kind of stuff. So it all blends in pretty well. A lot of the stuff that you do is, I mean, it's just it's the nature of that type of game. I see what you're saying, and that's kind of the way of that genre. And
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why is that to be a way of that genre? Why can't they just change it?
Why does Quarter Circle Forward have to be the way of fighting games? Well, why can't they just change it? But every genre has their own little thing.
Well, and, yes, but the difference is the MMOs are made to have repetitive stuff like that to keep you playing longer. That's what I'm saying. The games that you pay, in MMOs, fine, keep that shit because people seem to like it. But in games where you pay the $60 and there's no monthly fee, there's no need for that. Because you don't need to have the player doing redundant shit.
I see what you're saying.
Have them keeping on there. So it's not like Quarter Circle 4 is it's a gameplay mechanic. It's not a design.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. To all of the missions that I'm describing that are like the MMO style, those are all optional side missions. The story missions and stuff are not quite like that. There are also episode missions that tie into the show that I haven't really seen. We haven't seen the show yet, so I'm not sure. I've done, two of those. I'm not sure how many there are before the first episode, but that's.
Now, has that been confirmed? Just because Giant Bomb and other podcasts are saying that that's actually not true. It's not really tied in the show at all. It takes place in the same world, but it's totally different characters.
No, it's not.
The episode
missions are the two main characters of the show.
Are they for sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the characters that you interact with on the episode missions are the two main characters of the show.
But you're not them.
You're not them. You are helping them.
Okay, that's weird. Because yeah, they're saying that it's like they make some reference to the characters in the show, but they're not actually like concurrent. It's just kind of like, or they're concurrent. It's just in a different part of the world.
That is true. It is in a different part of the world. Now, I'm not sure how they make reference to what happens in the game on the show. But the characters that you interact with are the characters from the show. They are the two main characters, the main human and the main
alien guy.
I can't remember what the race is, but yeah,
I didn't realize it was made by the same people who did Alien Nation.
Oh, was it?
I don't know if you remember that show a long time ago.
I didn't know that. All I know is that Sci-Fi is putting all of their eggs in one basket with this show. And if it doesn't do well, they're going to be in deep shit. So
they got to hope the show does more well in the game.
Well, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The show is the primary thing, but that's
what
I mean.
The show will drive the game.
That's what I mean though. It's like, not only in the way of, you know, adding the game into the world, but it's like, even if you, I mean, I watch a lot of sci-fi shows. I watch some of the shows they've got. Like, I've talked about Face Off on the show before, and they had an entire episode dedicated to Defiance. Where you had to take two races and basically create, the genetic combination. Yeah, their baby. You had to take the genetic combination of the two. And that was one of the episodes of Face Off. They had like a making of the other day and just advertisements left and right. And like the first episode is on pretty much the entire night from 9 o'clock in the evening all the way over to the next morning. It's like back to back to back to back the entire time. So they are putting all of their eggs in one basket. This is the show that they are focusing on right now, and it's obvious. So,
and you're playing on PC, right?
No, I'm playing on PS3. I will say this. Last week when we were talking about it, Jason was hitting pretty hard on the 360 version, and apparently the 360 version's fucking broke. That's what I've heard.
I've heard the PC one's the only one you should play at this moment.
Actually,
anyway.
PS3 one, I mean, I've had an issue here and there, but it's been pretty stable for the most part. I've had maybe three disconnects, and then
why wouldn't you get this on PC?
Cause John was getting it on PS3, and he was the only one that I knew that was getting it. I wanted to make sure that I was going to be playing with someone. I've had three disconnects in the 2 weeks that it's been out, or the week and a half it's been out, and I've had one glitched mission. Everything else has been pretty much stable.
Frame rate's okay?
Frame rate
that's the biggest complaint. I've heard that both console versions are like sub 30.
Frame rate drops at times. That is true. It has not affected the gameplay for me yet. And that's really the biggest thing. for me. But I have seen frame rate drops. That is true. I mean, it is not a visually impressive game. It's a very average looking game.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics are solid. And it's fun to play with people. You know, I mean, this is another thing that I was going to get to with some of the weird things that they're doing with like the MMO space is like when you drive around in your vehicle, if you just happen to be, or if you're just walking around, if you just happen to walk into like an area where someone's doing a mission and you shoot a guy or two, then when they complete that mission, you get experience points for it. So it's like John and I jumped into my car and we were heading to an Arcfall, which is like this huge, like, a huge battle that everyone on the map can come and take part of. So we get to this arc, we're on our way to this Arcfall, and as I'm driving, I'm running into any enemies that I can hit. You know, you get minimal experience, kind of like you do in, Borderlands when you run over someone. So I drove through this one section and I see some guys fighting and I run over a couple of enemies. And when I get to the Arcfall, all of a sudden I get like another 2000 experience points. And it's cause I ran over the dude like a kilometer back.
Thing.
Yeah. So it's just interesting how they intertwine everything and how they're making it more approachable in that sense. But, yeah, it's not a great game. It's got its rough edges, but it's fun to play. We are having a great time playing it. All three of us. So, and they have like, actually have instance co-op missions that you can do too, that you can open up that are more challenging and get you more bonus, like bonus weapons and stuff at the end. So, yeah. I don't know if there's a demo out there. I doubt it. You know, I would say at least go look at some videos if anybody's at all interested and just see what it's like. You know, it's a third person Borderlands. It's kind of what it's like. Other game, Guacamelee.
Yeah, talk to me. Mexivania.
This game is fun. It really is.
I can't take Mexivania, though. That's animated fan.
I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take that. Can I take Metroidakin? Is that the other one that we said?
I think we said Metroidakin. Blue is Lucha Lubroid or Looper. I don't know.
Whatever. Lucha Droid or something like that. I don't know.
Something along those.
But, it is very, very much a Metroidvania, starring a luchador. And all the moves are melee. And you start off with like, you start off and you're not a luchador. And all you can do is like, you could punch like one swing and that's it. You can't even do a combo of anything of any type. And eventually, you know, you go through a couple of story items and you get the ability to put on a luchador mask and all of a sudden he's a badass. And the way it works is that, you know, similar to any Metroidvania style game, there are certain areas that you can't get to until you get upgrades. And for Juan is the name of the guy, the upgrades are new moves. So like you get, but like you get a powerful upcut that breaks, like red walls, and then you get a headbutt that breaks, like gold walls or whatever color they are. And then you get this like body slam, I forgot what they call it, but you literally jump up in the air and you do a, like a flying body press on the guy. And it's like the trophy that comes up the first time you use it is belly flop. So it gives you kind of an idea. You get an ability to turn into a chicken. Which is pretty hilarious. So it was actually, I think I was listening to, Game Informer's, Test Chamber?
Test Chamber.
Yeah. I was watching the Test Chamber and it was about 20 minutes. It was really good 20 minutes. And the way he described it is the chicken is this game's morph ball. So it's how you get into smaller areas, but you can attack as a chicken and you like just peck guys. And
that sounds awesome.
You can actually peck them to death. It's pretty funny. But
so it's Hexen. Cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
or Heretic. Awesome. Sorry.
Heretic, Hexic.
They all start with
Was it Hexen? Hexen was Heretic too? Or,
yeah, I think
know.
So.
I always get those two mixed up. Whatever ones.
But extremely fun game.
Are you playing on a PS3? Are you playing on Vita or PS3?
I'm playing on PS3 right now. The one thing I'm very curious about is how the crossplay works, because apparently, if you have the game on Vita, you can remote play and play on the PS3 with the Vita.
And there's no point in doing that except for that the map shows on the screen. Because if
is that what it
ever,
is?
Ever, yeah, why else would you ever do that?
I don't know what it does, to be honest with you. So
yeah, I think it's just that shows the map on the Vita screen. Because like why like on like if they didn't have that, why would you ever want to do that?
It's so they can put the bullet point that says we can do what Wii U does. It's pretty much what it is. I didn't even know that's what it did, but I knew that you could do it. But yeah, it's full support
a perfectly good PS3 controller, or you can play this game with your Vita, which has an ass D-pad and buttons compared to your PS3 controller.
Hey, at least it has stubby little analog things.
It's true. It's true. But I guess you can play co-op that way with it too. So.
Yeah. But, I'm not sure what else I can say about it right now. I only got to play it for about 2 hours, but it's very much a Metroidvania-ish game.
I do want to play it.
And it is a lot of fun.
This weekend.
It is a lot of fun. There are so many references to, like, other games and other
stuff. It's a lot of memes and stuff in it too.
Yeah. There's one of the Super Mario Brothers memes that they throw in there. One of the references they make is that you go across a bridge and you touch a horn and the bridge retracts and the enemy that's chasing you falls into it. Yeah.
Nice.
And then
there's a lot of people complaining about that shit, which I'm like,
why
way off it.
What really?
Not that exact thing per se, but
just
a lot
in general,
of people
the references.
Yeah, saying all the references that they're saying it's kind of cheap for humor. Like, no, it's a game that's in touch with pulp culture and embracing it. Like, people stop having so much of a tight asshole
It's a game that embraces itself as a game.
Exactly.
And there aren't enough games that do that right now. And it does a really good job. And it's very, they don't try and go out of the way to try and make things humorous. But,
they're making stuff that's relevant today and putting it in the game, which, of course, like years down the road, it's not going to make sense, but you know what? That's fine. That's okay with me.
Yeah, the game is dating itself.
There's a Grumpy Cat reference, which is hilarious. It's like the Grumpy Cat with a sombrero and shit.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, I haven't played the game. I just mean the references.
Strong Bad is in it.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff I've heard, like, that's in the game that just sounds like funny. Like, sure. It's kind of like lowbrow humor. You're just, you're doing all these stuff that's not original, putting in like a Mexican type spin on it, but it's funny. It's relevant and you'll laugh. I don't think there's any reason. And the thing that really bothers me is the people that are complaining about it are like the hardcore gamers that are out there. And it's like, if anything, credit these guys. These guys did a bang up job.
Yeah, it's getting nines all over the place.
And I got to back them up because they're from Toronto. So props to them, but this doing a good job. I can't wait to get the game. I'm going to probably get it tomorrow or Saturday.
It's pretty fun. And I'll
probably play it on Vita only just because it just seems like to me it's a Vita game just because I want something new to play on that thing. So
I played it on the PS3 and it felt really good. But yeah, I could see it feeling really well on the, really good on the
Vita.
Well,
you get both anyway, right? So
yeah, you buy one, you get both. It's cross buy, cross play, cross save, cross
controller. That doesn't matter which one you buy it from because
I know that's the thing. You can buy the Vita one and you get the PS3 one too.
Okay. I got burned on that with PS All-Stars.
All-Stars, yeah. Which is bullshit.
I bought it on the Vita, and it only gave me the Vita copy for $5
cheaper. And
they're
the same price, right?
It was $35 instead of $40. Yeah. So can I give you $5 now? If I had known this, I would have just waited until I got home and bought it on the freaking PS3. God.
Yeah.
So that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
But, a really fun game. Highly suggest it. $12 if you're on PS Plus, $15 if you're not. And it is definitely worth the 15. So, I would say.
Yeah.
Sure. I didn't really mention the Light and Dark or Life and Death, really, because it's.
Well, don't go into too
I'm not
going to
go into too much
mechanics,
detail, but it's very much,
Outland.
Was it Outland that did that?
Yeah.
It's got some of that, but, it's mostly, you go through like these little portals that put you in one world or the other. And then apparently you get a power that does that later on. I haven't gotten to that.
I hope it's not too much based on it, 'cause that's actually what turned me off. I thought Outland was awesome when you use that sparingly throughout the game. Once it got to the point where the whole game was based on that every 2 seconds, I was like, I don't like this game anymore.
There are some platforming elements that require that.
Well, I saw some platforming stuff. The stuff that changes automatically, I don't mind. It's what scares me.
Well, it doesn't really change automatically. You have to position yourself to hit the portal.
Yeah. What I mean is it's making the change automatically.
Yeah.
Like, what scares me is when they actually give you the ability to do it whenever you want.
Oh, and then there's platforming? Okay, yeah. I get you.
Yeah. This, for some reason, that in a game just is a big turnout. Like, it was like that with Zelda. Soul Reaver. The first Soul Reaver game had a lot of that, like the dark world and light world. And I don't know why I just don't like that mechanic in a lot of games, because I just hate going, like, I hate experimenting with it. Yeah. Let's go to this room. Oh, it can't say, oh, let's go to the dark world. Oh, still nothing. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh, let's do go to Dark World. Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm just bitter because I guess back in the day I hated it in Zelda, and then I hated it in... Even though I love Soul Reaver, that was my biggest complaint about that game. It was the whole light and dark thing.
Okay. Well, I do not think you'll be disappointed.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn! Yeah, you keep your football in here, I keep it now.
Yeah, I heard the game's only like 5-6 hours long, so I'm sure that part of the game isn't like a... It's not like Outland, where it's like literally the entire game is like constantly hitting fucking red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red,
yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. But good game. Highly suggested. Go check it out.
I can't wait.
All right, cool.
Well,
take a break.
I can, because I don't have it yet.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to do news, new releases, listener email, and a new question. Well, we'll repeat the question of the week. So stay with us.
The question
and we'll be right back.
If you guys... Well, never mind. See you in 15. It's time to wake up. We'll be right back.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
No, you welcome back.
No, both of you.
Y'all welcome back.
All right, let's talk about some news.
All right, we have a little bit of news.
We do.
Some stuff we can make some little bit of conversations about.
I hope so.
Okay. Number one, game that's often been talked about here and there on the show since our inception is an old game called Flashback.
True.
People wanting it to be on Xbox Live or PSN.
True.
It's going to be coming to them.
Sweet.
Next year. Yep, they're making a HD remake. It's going to be a full-on HD remake, so they're not basically taking the original game and just, like, up-resing it. They're actually doing full
new sprites and everything?
Yeah, new.
Nice.
New,
oh, nice.
Yep, new everything, new sprites. And they're actually putting in some cinematics with voice acting and stuff. When
I guess that's a question. Is it sprites, or are they doing, like, 2.5D?
It's straight 2D. Well, the original game was 2.5. Well, the main character was that was the whole big thing about this game. All the characters were polygon based.
Really?
They were all like 3D. Yeah. But the backgrounds and stuff were 2D. So this is basically gone. They're doing, I guess, full polygonal for everything, the environments and the characters, but it still plays on a 2D plane.
Right. So it's 2.5D.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So it's like that. So I guess the first game was like 2.1D or something. I don't know.
I didn't know that. D. I thought it was. I always thought that they just had a very high and a very high, you know, sprite count.
No. It was one of the first polygonal games. That's why it was like such a huge deal. And like Super Nintendo and Genesis. Like, wow, this game looks awesome. Like on PC,
especially with blast processing.
Yeah, 30 frames per second, which is also mind blowing at the time.
Hey, Out of This World, or Another World, as it's also known.
Out of This World. That's
better on Genesis.
Yeah, so was Flashback. Yeah.
Was Flashback better on Genesis?
Yeah. Well, Genesis actually had a better processor overall, but it was just...
It had a better main processor.
Yeah. So it could do that kind of stuff a little bit better. Then again, stuff like Star Fox and stuff kind of blew that shit out of the water. But Flashback was pretty awesome. They're remaking it first. I was kind of like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be like...
It was awesome.
I thought it was going to be like a remake in terms of like, I thought it was going to be like the Bionic Commando type remake, like they're making a brand new game. But you know, once I found out it was actual like HD remake of the old one, I'm like, okay, I'm all on this bandwagon. Should be good.
Yeah, I never did finish the first one, the original.
So. The original one? I don't think I actually beat it either. It was pretty hard.
Yeah.
But I got very, very close to the end, I think. A lot of people actually didn't even get out of the first area, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people who just like stayed in that jungle area and they never got to the other parts, but looking forward to it.
Cool.
You had some little things you wanted to touch on.
I have a couple of little things that I want to touch on. And you know, we've had such, you know, us Vita owners have had such bad news over the past, you know, year.
Since it launched.
Since it launched.
Since
the price announcement was good, and then
they
dropped the price.
That's the last good thing that happened.
I wanted to throw out some actual good news. Muramasa Rebirth, which I highly suggest that everybody play.
Very good game. Just came out on a system that no one cared about for.
That's right. It is going to be releasing on June 25th on the Vita, and there is going to be a collector's edition that will come with a couple of a Vita skin. And a face cover, apparently, and an actual a cell from an animated cell. I can't remember what they actually call it. And then
it's called something else. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it comes with a velvet pouch for the Vita. And if you pre-order it from either GameStop or Amazon, you also get the abridged soundtrack, which is kind of cool. Problem with this is that it's $60 for this special edition. So
that's
I'm still wondering if I'm going to get it. I know I'm getting the game. I just don't know if I'm getting the
I'm probably going to get it because knowing is who's releasing, who's publishing.
It's going to be an actual collector's edition from what
I think it's actually going to be limited. So I probably will actually get that version. Yeah. Like, to be honest, I'd probably just want to download it and keep it on my Vita so I don't have to actually use the cartridge. But like, I've had Need for Speed in my Vita since forever, and I've never played Need for Speed, so I can just throw Muramasa in there and be like, that'll be my game in there, I keep in there, and actually play it.
There you go. So the collector's edition will be a limited run set that will include a theme face cover made by Hori, a Vita skin, a pouch, and a high-res framed lithograph designed by creator and lead designer George Kamatani. I think I said that right.
Yeah, me and him had lunch the other day. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah? Another game for the Vita was the new game by Media Molecule called Tearaway. Which looks
Miyamaku.
Miyamaku. Which looks really cool, and I'm actually very interested to see how it plays. I'm not on board yet, but that is apparently going to be dropping on October 22nd. So it's a little bit further off, but you know, it's supposed to be pretty good from what I understand. So I guess we will find out. But that is all I've got for the Vita. So let's move on. All
right. Okay. Paul Thoreau, or Thorot, whatever you want to pronounce it, I think pretty sure it's Thoreau. He's like a veteran tech blogger. He's been around for a long time. Usually we don't like to, like, we'll touch on some rumors that are interesting, and this is obviously all rumor based because nothing's been confirmed. But
yeah, we're gonna
usually
have to wait until next month
stuff.
For that.
Exactly. He's saying that in May, Microsoft will be doing their press conference to release the new Xbox. He said that there's gonna be two versions. One's gonna be $499.99. Which is like the all-in version, like the top-of-the-line one. Then there's going to be a $299 version that's subsidized. So it's basically like a subscription-based model. So like they did with the 360, I think about a year ago.
Right.
They tried to
sell the Kinect version, which was normally $300, and they sold it subsidized for $100.
Oh, $100, yeah, $999. So you paid like $14 a month or something like that.
Right, right.
Something yeah, along those lines. You got Xbox Live and all that kind of stuff. He did say it is going to be game-centric. It's going to be the main focus is going to be games, unlike people have been rumoring saying it's going to be like kind of like a set-top box that's going to do everything. He said that what he's found out, it will do a lot of stuff, but it is game-centric, and the actual TV top model that they were talking about is not being made, at least not this year or next year. It's something that they've put in like theory and thought about, but they don't think it's ready for that. What I thought was interesting about this is because there's a whole, and this leads into our next news story.
There's also another story that another rumor that contradicts this too.
Contradicts which part?
That it's going to be game centric. Because there's a rumor out there right now that said that the Xbox 360 is going to be basically a cable box, and it's going to have a Google TV like functionality. And that's where this always on rumor is coming out.
Yeah, and this is where it gets kind of interesting because the always on one hasn't been confirmed yet, but it hasn't been denied yet either. And actually, Garnet Lee from Shaq News, he put out a decent, like a interesting tweet the other day saying, what if the subsidized model is the one, like the subscription-based model, is the one that's always on? It has to be always on, because that would make sense. Because it'd be like you're paying for a service, it's got to be online, just like anything else that you have that you'd pay a subscription fee to. But the $499 one, you can play that offline.
So it's online for 2 years, and then it goes, and then you can play it offline?
No. It would just be like, it's either that, like, or at least you pay out the system. It would be like having when you get like a cell phone. It's like, you get a 3 year thing, you pay for the cell phone like $200.
Right.
And then, but once your service runs out, or if you stop paying your service, you just can't use your cell phone anymore. So it's either, maybe they'll have some kind of thing where it's like, hey, you put in this much money, you can buy the system outright, and then maybe they kind of like unlock it or something. Like, again, this is all like rumor speculation.
Right.
But that would make sense though, because I think Microsoft would be dumb as shit to have their game console be always online to play.
Oh yeah, that would be a very bad move.
Exactly.
But basically, that would basically be like, here you go, Sony, you can have this next gen.
Yeah, pretty much. And this one makes sense. So if you want to go for the subscription based route, it makes sense to be online. So that way they it's like, they can tell, like, okay, if someone hasn't been paying their monthly bills, you can't play your Xbox at all. So it'd be like any other service. So, like, they have to keep track of that. But if you pay your $4.99, it's like, here, you bought our shit outright, you can play it offline, no big deal. But then that would bring up the question, are the actual consoles made differently? Or if there's some kind of, like, recognition?
It'd probably be a software. It's easy enough to do that.
Yeah, but I think that would put a lot of ease on people that are kind of like, shit, if it's always on thing, because that thing is going to turn out like, I always have my consoles online anyway, but that would be a bitch, because there is some times where, and leading into our next thing, there are times where your internet can go out, or something can happen, and you might not have an internet connection, and you might just want to play games or something like that. Like, your power that's a stupid argument. I was going to say your power goes out.
Your power goes out, you want to play games. what if it was not an always on? What if it's like, I got to check every now and again? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Once a day it has to go on.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's a connection there, but it doesn't actually have to be on to play or something like that.
Just checking and you're still subscribed, right?
It's going to be interesting.
Now go play.
Yeah. When they announce this in May, what this guy thinks is going to be in May, If they do say it's an always-on thing, I don't know. If they bring anything to the table.
If it's always on, regardless of how you get it, if it's always on, I will likely not buy it at launch.
Yeah.
I probably will. I'm sure I will end up getting one eventually, but it will be definitely not at launch. I will wait for like the first price drop or something like that.
Yeah.
Chris is going to get one. He's going to have it not connected to anything and inside a Faraday cage and always on this, well, bitch.
See, the thing is that won't bother me too much. Like me, it'll kind of suck for those off instances, but then again, like I said, like people like us, we always have our consoles connected online anyway.
Well, I guess it really depends on why it's always online.
Exactly. Well, it'll probably be for DRM purposes.
And if that's the case,
I don't think it's
going to
be for used games. I think it'll be fine. It's going to be for literally like pirated shit.
Yeah, I think it matters more if it's an inconvenience. And like Jeff's saying, we're always online anyway.
Exactly. Right. So it's not an inconvenience.
It doesn't affect me at all one way or another if it's always online. It might be irritating that they're doing that, but I mean, Steam does that.
But yeah,
Steam doesn't officially, you know, Steam says you can sign in offline mode, but how often does that work?
Yeah. what I'm getting at is if it is actually to block used games, I will wait.
It won't be to block the used games because
they'd be stupid to do so.
It's not going to be. If anything, it'll just be to block stuff like modded Xboxes and pirated games. That's what it'll be for.
I bet you the other would be if what Jeff's saying with the subscription thing, it'd be just to make sure that you're paying your subscription.
Yeah.
Because if you stop paying, well, now you don't get to use your Xbox, and that makes sense to me. It's like if you stop paying your cell phone bill, you don't get to use your cell phone, like Jeff said.
Yeah.
You can use it. Sure, you can turn it on. Can you play anything? No.
Yeah.
Can you do anything with? No.
No. It's a nice paperweight, though.
Well, no, mm-hmm. if you have a smartphone and you don't pay your bill, you just cannot use it as a phone. You can still use it as a
which is right. The main.
So if you have a gaming console and you don't pay your bill, you can't use it for games.
Yeah, exactly. that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. So to me, that part makes sense if they do it that way, and that's why I thought Garnet Lee's like his tweet made. I was like, that would be smart for Microsoft if they did it that way. But if they come out and say it's all has to be online, a lot of people will not buy it just in spite. Again, to me, it doesn't matter. All my shit is connected online. It doesn't freaking matter to me. But it'll just come down to what console really comes out first, to be honest, and or has the games I want to launch. But
I'm wondering about that price tag, if that ends up being accurate, because I still think that the PS4 is going to come in at $400.
You think?
I still think it is, yeah. It's feasible, man. You can build a PC that has that type of stuff for around 700 retail.
That type of RAM, though?
Huh?
That type of RAM?
I mean, the RAM is the only thing that's a little that's more expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you got to think about buying in bulk and actual cost versus retail and all this other stuff and you know, using the same die for both the GPU and the CPU, and a lot of that stuff is going to require some R&D, but it's also going to reduce costs. And you know, the same thing with the RAM. It's like the RAM isn't going to be in the same.
I think both will be priced the same. I don't think it's going to be.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think whichever one comes out second is going to be priced slightly cheaper.
Less. It's like $50 or like
they're
going to
undercut. Yeah, $50. I think that's why
Microsoft's going to do the subscription thing for sure. Because even though it might have to be online, they can knock $200 off it right off the bat.
And that's the thing. It's like, what if Sony does that too? It's like, what if Sony launches at $400 with $200 off if you're a PS Plus for $15 for 2 years?
If they knock $200 off if you subscribe to PS Plus?
Yeah, so you pay $400 or you pay $200 and you're on PS Plus for 2 years.
The only thing
PS Plus for 2 years is way cheap, though. Like, I think if you subsidize the Xbox, it's going to be like when you buy a phone. They're going to roll that price into your live subscription. Like, your subscription price is going to go up.
You're basically paying for it.
Right.
Yeah, don't think you're going to get $60 a year Xbox Live anymore if you subsidize an Xbox.
Oh, God,
it's going to cost you like $20-$30 a month.
Yeah. Well, no, they'll do $15 a month like they do.
The only
now.
Way I don't think Sony's going to do that is because they haven't mentioned anything like that, even close to that, and they haven't tested it yet. And I think that's the reason why Microsoft did it like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, whenever they did it the first time, is there was kind of like a pilot program.
Yeah,
and it's a marketing campaign waiting to happen. Sony's just going to be like, how would you like to actually own the console you bought?
Yeah. Sony might actually do that like a couple years after PS4 does, but I don't think it's going to be a launch.
Especially if it's, that's true, especially if it's the, $500, $300, and they do launch for $400, it's like, sure, you can get this for $300 and you can pay subscription prices, or you can just pay an extra $100 and get something like this.
Yep. Pay so, extra $100 and you can own your own console.
You can have your own console.
Or would you rather rent one from Microsoft?
Look at phones, dude. How many people buy out their phones outright? It's very, very small.
But that's because of the price of the phones.
Yeah, $500.
$600.
Yeah, $600 now.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it's gone up and up. Like, but then again, phones come out a lot more often than consoles do. So
true.
If Microsoft can hit at launch with a console $200 cheaper than the main one, and also $200 cheaper than a PS4 with a subsidized thing, I think a lot of people would be willing to do that.
But that now, but I wouldn't the, just at the I same wouldn't. Time, I'm also going to throw this out there. It shows that people are willing to pay a little extra to actually not have to get in on that contract type situation. Mm-hmm. If you look at how well the Nexus 4 has sold, because that thing they sell it for $300, then you can get a phone, a smartphone subsidized for $200, an extra $100, and it sells out two or three times.
Yeah, well, this again is if the pricing is going to be only $100 difference, but
right.
if they can go to $199. Versus $399, that would be humongous. And that's, even if they did $100, that's even better for Microsoft. It just still gives those people that are like, that aren't working full time, that have cell phones that can be like, hey, I can't afford to push out $500 for a console.
You're basically financing the phone or financing the console.
Right.
Exactly.
And we've actually we've done that. We've talked about that feature before. I mean, it's an idea that Jeff and I are both on board with.
I think both should. I think both are going to eventually do it. Microsoft
makes sense. I mean, with the way technology is going right now, and they need to keep the console price down, you know, to get it into homes.
Yeah,
you know, it does make sense.
They can't keep having all these crazy tech because we all fed. talked about this, saying how we didn't think that the price was going to be anything like last gen because of what happened, and we thought everything was going to be cheaper to make the big jump. But it turns out, if this is true, if 360 launches at $499, the new Xbox, that's what the 360 launched at. So it's basically the same price.
And no, if Sony 360 was $299, $399.
Was it $399?
Yeah, it was $299 without a hard drive and $399 with.
Oh, maybe in Canada it was $499.
Maybe.
Because I know that was when it was still kind of a discrepancy between prices in Canada and the States, or it was only like $50. Okay, so it's even more expensive. So who knows? Either way,
I don't think that $500 price tag is accurate. I think it's gonna. Yeah. I think they're both going to aim for $400.
I think $400 is the sweet spot for new
this
adopters.
For this gen. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If they're going to show stuff like, I don't know if you guys watched the Battlefield 4, as much like the demo they showed.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's gorgeous, and if they can represent that on a console like PS4 and the new Xbox, then I can see why the consoles will be like $400, $500. But that's if they can match that shit.
But again, you know, it all boils down to the components that they're using, and that you can build something with pretty much the same, you know, specs as what the PS4 is being said to have for approximately $600 to $700 retail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think about the fact that the costs are going to be less than retail, obviously, and that Sony is more than willing, they've shown they're willing to lose like $300 a console, I can easily see a $400 price tag. And that's kind of where I get that number from.
Yeah.
So it does make sense to me. The big question is the RAM. The RAM is more expensive. The DDR5 is more expensive than DDR3, which is common for typical
graphic cards.
The DDR5 is graphic cards. The DDR3 is what normally goes PCs. Into a PC, you know, that's what gets stuck on the motherboard, you know. So it really depends on how, if they can get the, if they can get the die, the price of that, whatever, however they're configuring the RAM, if they can get that RAM configuration price down. Because I think when we talked about the PS4 as a feature, one of the things that I mentioned is that today, with the approximate price of DDR5, 8 gigs of it was like $144.
That's expensive.
That's expensive, yeah. That's a lot. So they would have, I mean, it'll be cheaper by the time it comes out, I'm sure. But, you know.
That'll be after the fact that they bought it all.
Exactly.
Though.
Exactly. Because you know those things are being, you know, prepped for manufacturing now.
Oh, they're probably in that. Yeah, they're probably ready to go. Like, well, close to it anyway.
Yeah, they've got to be doing, like, prototypes off the line by now.
Well, we should find out in June. I don't think we're going to get any prices till E3.
Right, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
So, I mean, what Microsoft will do, I think they will show the console. They'll show everything, but they won't give a price tag.
Oh, they have to show the console after what's his name? No, but it not even that Sony didn't. It's that what's his name? The big blogger, the big Major Nelson. Yeah, Major Nelson came out and said, "Oh, look, a console announcement without a console."
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he said that. So he basically set them up that they have to show it. Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to get flack, but, whatever.
That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious. I would laugh my ass off at it, actually.
No, they'll show that. But a related thing, we didn't get to talk about this last week because it happened literally the day after we recorded. Adam Orth, not to be mixed up with Adam North, he is a...
Adam North is too smart to do something like this.
He's the budget version.
Yeah,
we got Adam Orth.
He was a creative director at Microsoft Game Studios, so... A lot of people thought he was like a high up in terms of like executive Microsoft. He wasn't. He was a creative director for Microsoft Studios. Basically means he was like a director for like a games division, basically. Like it could have been.
I don't even know if they confirmed that it was a game division.
Well, no, it was. His title was a creative director for Microsoft Studios. So it could have been.
Oh, okay.
It's Microsoft Studios is their game division. Okay. So he was basically not even a lead designer. Just like a director for, I guess, Microsoft gaming, whatever. But he came out with this whole thing with the online thing. It has to be online. And he basically came out there with a bunch of examples like, your phone's always online. This is always online. You wouldn't buy a vacuum cleaner if you didn't have electricity.
Oh, my power might go out. I'm not going to buy a vacuum cleaner. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then basically insulting people for where they live.
Well, that was ridiculous because he came out and said, well, deal with it. It's the way the future is going to be, all this other crap. And then somebody said, well, I live in so-and-so. We don't have the best internet here. And he's like, well, why the hell do you live there? Or something like that. Or why would I want to live
there? Would I want to live there?
Why would I want to live in a place like that? He's basically being a really big fucking douche.
but he was a complete asshat.
Yeah, he was. And then it's funny because somebody actually tweeted, Aaron Greenberg, who's like, he actually is a high up Microsoft and said, hey, this dude's like, what's going on with this? He's like, I actually don't even know who that person is, but I'm sorry if you're offended. And then Microsoft came out that same day being like, hey, this guy does not represent what we're doing, thinking, or our opinion. All this shit, and then just today or yesterday?
Yesterday, I think this. Well, I think it was today.
Was it today? He's no longer with Microsoft anymore. Yep. They said he resigned,
but they don't say if he was forced to be resigned. If he was forced to resign,
but people now are trying to take the stand of why would he get fired or why have to resign? And there's a thing. It's called common sense.
Here's the thing. And it's like I'm kind of, in this box because Microsoft is a Fortune 500 company, right? It's one of those things that if people know where you work and you are putting yourself out there, you are now a representative of that company.
Yes.
And whether or not your comments are your own or not, they are going to, people are going to look at that as this is how that company feels. This may not have been a big deal, from my last job, but I mean, this is part like this kind of shit that he did. This is training for me. I mean, I went through this and they're like, remember, you work for a big company. Anything you say could be reflected on that big company. And
I don't think it has to be a big company, dude. Like, it's like you could work for anyone. If you're tweeting publicly, you're like, backing up or doing anything for what you work for, that they can be like, dude, the fuck are you doing?
Right.
You're out of here. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to be a big company. The big company makes it 100 times worse because they're automatically going to assume that this person is
that's in the public eye as much as Microsoft,
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's exactly what you said. Like, it's common sense shit. You shouldn't be running your mouth like this.
I'm not sure if this hit the US news, but there's a bunch of shit going down the last week with where I work, the company I work for. And I was like, I ain't tweeting or Facebooking shit about this because.
No, you don't do that.
I don't care. Even if it's for what's happening or against or even quite, I'm like, I'm not taking that chance. Why? Because everybody sees everything now. And that's
right.
Yeah. You don't fucking do that. And I know this guy just had a bad fucking day. He broke up his girlfriend, wife, whatever. His dog shat on his fucking favorite pajamas. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
God damn it, Pooch.
That's the thing. You guys will never hear me talk anything that isn't public about GM ever.
Exactly.
I am not that stupid.
yeah. I want him to come in and just start spitting. Ooh, girl, you won't believe what happened at the office today.
Oh, my.
Just spitting rumors. That would be hilarious. Can you get us shots of the new cars that are coming out before they're released?
I don't know what cars are coming out before they're released.
Damn it.
I don't. It's like, and that's, you know, honest truth. It's like,
come on, man, every hack the system.
I get stuff. The intranet is populated with everything that happened that goes public that day. So it's like, when they announced the Camaro Z28, I knew when you guys did. Well, if you knew that.
For those listening, intranet.
Intranet.
Local area network. Right. Think of it that way.
it's a private internet, basically. That's within GM and within a company. Every company, most companies have one. So IBM had one. My last job had one. You know, it's a thing.
We have Exchange.
Word.
But that really?
Actually, that kind of brings up a good question of the week we should probably save is the whole social media. How free and open is it? Like, is it actually like...
Oh, I got freaked out the other day on Facebook. I posted something about where I work, and it turns out somebody who just recently started following me on Facebook is a customer of ours.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Can't talk about that anymore.
That's the thing. It's like you work for certain companies, certain whatever, and it's like you can't even put your own personal views or anything out there. Not even just stuff company related. Just, you know, if you're going to start up shit about anything, religion, sex, politics, it's just like, uh-oh. You're now a representative of our company, even though you're on your own personal Twitter account.
Yeah.
Anywho. My Twitter and Facebook are private, at least, so.
You got
to follow me
yeah.
You know, I have to
exactly.
Prove you.
Yeah. True that.
And now his Twitter feed is protected.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It was like the day it happened. The day all this went down, he was getting so much backlash that he protected his Twitter account.
Yeah, you should have done that in the first place.
I did that to my two accounts when I applied for this job at a digital where I'm working now. I'm like, yep, need to lock these
down.
Yeah,
my Facebook's already like, if I don't accept you to Facebook, you can't see shit on my shit.
You get my profile picture and my name. Have
yeah,
a good day.
Yeah, me too.
No, all my stuff is out there still, but I don't
mind Twitter. Twitter, I don't give a shit. No one.
It's like I don't do anything. The only thing that I did differently when I applied for this job is I made a new Gmail address because Shinobishi isn't exactly a professional.
Yeah.
So I have,
how can we get
have,
in touch with you,
like,
sir?
Goffy _ 1 at Gmail.
Right. So now I also am the owner of chrisdricchio@gmail.com.
I'm
so.
Glenn M. Burgess at Gmail.
Are you really?
Yeah,
because Chris Riccio was taken and Christopher Riccio is too damn long. So Chris D. Riccio is,
and you don't want to be Creakio.
No, I'm not. Well, actually, Creakio was taken too. So, and CD Riccio is also taken. But, yep, that's a thing.
Crazy.
That's enough about.
Well,
that.
Anyway,
this guy
I
no longer has a job,
wait.
And you know he ended with hashtag deal with it, and now he's dealing with it. So
exactly, yeah, deal
he
with.
He shouldn't have a job, and anybody who thinks otherwise, you just do not understand.
You don't have the common sense,
works.
Fucking gene.
Yeah. This
like
is
people,
don't
get it.
This
people
is
can
public
stick up
relations
as much
101.
As he wants. Exactly,
it's public
it's
relations
fucking
101.
Common sense 101. It's yeah. Just, you don't fucking do that. It's just yeah. It's
totally
dumb.
Agree.
I'm glad he doesn't.
People
have a
can argue to the death of why he shouldn't have lost his job, but. I'm nope. Sorry. If I had an employee
I'm
working
glad.
For me that was doing that shit, I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
There's
did
so
you
many
eat
people
a brain
out there?
Tumor for breakfast? What is going on?
There's so many people out there looking for work right now, and a scumbag like this can't even take, he takes for granted and, so much that he just runs his mouth like that. Oh, no.
And his backup was
always
just trolling. You weren't trolling, dude. The second you tell someone, why do you fucking live there where he lives? And to get over it.
That's beyond
that
troll.
Trolling,
that's a
man.
Personal insult
that's,
at that point.
That's like telling a racist, like calling someone a racist slur, calling him whatever, and then being like, oh, I'm just joking, man.
LOL. You gotta, everybody knows you gotta follow it with a winky face if you're
trolling.
Yeah,
the second you have to say you're joking, then you know there's like, people should understand.
I'm not a racist or anything, but, well, then just don't say it. Just don't say what's coming next.
Just saying, I'm not
just
racist.
Keep your mouth shut at
aliens,
that point.
Whatever.
Just keep your mouth shut at that point.
I don't hate poor people, but.
Yeah, exactly. Buy your own damn sandwich, you asshole.
God.
Get a job.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Guys are
get,
horrible
get a job. That, that's another tangent.
I know not all people on welfare are doing drugs, but.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Winky face.
Lol winky face. Hashtag just kidding.
Let's get this on a more positive note then. Disney.
You know,
they're around. They've been around for a while.
Disney's pretty positive.
Yeah, they make some good movies. Well, Pixar especially. They make some pretty good movies.
They have a new movie coming out?
Yeah, well, they had a huge success with Cars. Cars 2.
They did. Cars is
the new
awesome.
One's Planes. Planes looks really funny. It looks really good. Same premise as Cars.
They're doing Planes? Is that a spinoff?
It's like the same thing as Cars, but with planes.
Okay.
So talking planes and flying planes and planes.
Planes that fly? Wow, that's impressive.
Isn't that crazy? Big ones, small ones. Yeah. I wanted to make sure it was planes of the vehicle, not planes of like land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like planes. That would have been a really boring movie.
Yeah, that would have just sucked.
The sequel, Grass.
What are you doing? Well, we're going out to the Midwest and we're watching a couple of flat top mountainsides speak to each other. So, yeah. They don't really do much.
You see those hikers?
Yeah. It's called Saskatchewan. Canadians will understand that. But anyway, they're going to make a game for it, of course, as all movie Disney stuff gets tie-ins. And all movies get tie-in games. So I'm really kind of wishing that we could do our question of the week this week, because this might change everything. I think it would. I think, because now I really wish I would go out and buy a Wii U.
Do you?
I really do, because...
What do you need it for?
Well, the Planes game.
Yes.
Is going to be exclusive to Nintendo consoles.
What?
What the fuck?
You mean I can't get Planes on my PS3?
No.
That's bullshit.
You know, this makes sense, though, because I heard a rumor the other day.
You did?
Okay. I heard they were going to do a special edition package Wii U.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
It had a particular title on it. You know what it was?
What's that? No.
It was,
Who gives a shit? We haven't done one of those in a while. That felt pretty good.
It did feel good.
I feel like I have to be deserving now. That's
and that was a pretty good setup, too, Glenn. Good job.
Thank you.
It's pretty bad when something that, like, the most positive thing that you've had for your console in the past since it launched is the exclusive of a movie tie-in.
I just think it's funny how this... I actually did really wish we were doing our feature this week because
this
how
shows
stupid
how bad
is Disney
are.
For putting this exclusive on one of the worst selling consoles.
Well, it's all Nintendo consoles, so
I guess
coming out on 3DS as well.
DS, Wii,
so
yeah, Wii U.
I'm sure it'll sell like hotcakes on that, but
still, it's like, come on. There's a lot like kids out there that have PS3s and 360s and tablets.
All right, here's the question. Typically, if a game comes out that's exclusive, that's because there's a monetary contract agreement somewhere signed.
Or there's one side that's pissed off at another.
Right.
Yeah.
So Nintendo, realistically, they're known for the good thing about Nintendo are their first party games.
Yeah,
or at least
Mario,
true enough.
Right. Metroid, Zelda.
Yep.
So how much in the hole do they have to be where they're paying Disney the kind of money you'd have to pay Disney
to make
a game exclusive for your console?
Well, they're not in the hole at all. That's the thing.
Yeah, they're really not.
How much in trouble do they see themselves, though, as far as losing a market share? Because they don't sell well, they'll ever be in financial trouble. I don't understand the thinking at all.
Well, what I can understand is Cars was huge. Cars was, as much as I didn't actually like that movie, I think that's one of Pixar's worst movies.
Oh, really?
It's one of the most popular Pixar movies.
See, I love the first Cars.
I liked it, but it's not up there with like some of their other stuff.
No. It's not up there with Pixar movies, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, but kids ate that shit up.
Yeah.
Like a big time.
My son knows who Lightning McQueen is.
There you go.
Two years old.
So it's
Cars is one of the few Pixar movies that was almost exclusively a kids movie. It didn't have so much of the adult humor, adult undertones.
There wasn't a lot of adults can relate to. I think that's why I didn't really like it that much. I was like, it's a kids movie. They loved it. Sold a lot the games back in the day, so maybe that's why they're thinking, hey, just throw it out there, and maybe it didn't sell too well on PS3 and 360 and those consoles. Maybe they're like, you know what, let's just get some money out of this and give it to them exclusively because we don't really give a shit about releasing on anything else.
That might be true too. It's really hard to say, but I don't want to get too deep into, you know, the condition of the Wii U at this point because we're going to talk about that more next week.
Yeah.
But, it's I don't know. It says something to me that when a movie tie-in, especially a movie that was originally going to go straight to DVD, and then they said, oh, let's put it in theater. from what I understand, that's the case. That is the case with this movie.
For what, Planes?
Planes. Yeah, I heard Planes originally going to be straight to DVD. And then they said, let's stick it out in the theater. You know?
That's really weird if it's Pixar.
I'm not sure if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. So I'd have to confirm that before we, you know, before.
Then again, they are doing a Dora, what's it called? Sequel. Finding Nemo sequel for Finding Dora.
Yeah, Finding Dora. Yeah.
Which is really weird for Disney and Pixar, but anyway.
Well, it's Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Actually, it is Toy Story 2 and 3, yeah.
Yeah. Cars 1 and 2.
But I don't think 2 was Pixar. Was 2 Pixar?
Yeah, 2 was Pixar.
Yeah.
Yup. But, yeah, that and the last good news that they got was, hey, there's a patch that makes it so things don't take so long to load. You know? I mean, it's...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay!
Well, let's put it this way. Everything else that's been announced exclusively for the Wii U hasn't been the case. What's up, Rayman Legends?
Well, Rayman Legends, they did announce that there's going to be, like, 30 exclusive levels or something like that.
So. Yeah, that'll turn to, like, 3.
Yeah, something like that. Or it'll be paid
Aliens
DLC.
Aliens Colonial Marines is supposed to be the best version on the Wii U. It's going to have exclusive content.
Canceled. Yeah. I don't think anybody really cares. I think that's the best thing to happen to Wii U so far.
I don't think they're like, I want a new game.
Wasn't there a Mega Man FPS that got unveiled that got scrapped?
Oh, yeah. I saw that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like an old Mega Man Maverick PS1, Hunter or something or other. Yeah. And they just never they said, no, screw it, we're not going to make it.
No, all right. Well, there you go. Yeah. But, all right.
All right.
Yeah, good. Is that all news?
Yeah, I can go talk about the Wii shit, but we'll save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week, that's right. Let's do some new releases real quick. I do not have an email from, or a voicemail from, Repeat this week, so I'm gonna just blitz through stuff. It should be pretty quick. PS3 is getting Injustice, Gods Among Us. There's some Dishonored DLC coming out. Sacred Citadel and Capcom Arcade Cabinet is getting its fifth game pack.
Okay.
360 is also getting Injustice and the Dishonored DLC. There's also Black Ops 2 DLC. God Mode is coming out for XBLA, and so is Sacred Citadel and the fifth game pack for the arcade. Injustice is also hitting the Wii U. The 3DS is getting Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Summoner Soul Hackers. It's also getting Witch and Hero for the 3DS eShop. And then there's a bunch of stuff coming out on PC. A couple things that I thought were that I should put out is Papa EO is coming out on PC. That was pretty popular on was it just PS3 that came out?
I think it was just on. Was it PS3 or was it
Xbox?
Was it Wii? Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't remember what Papa it came out EO. On. But
I can't remember what that came out on either. Actually,
yeah, it's coming.
I want to almost say it was a Wii Shop game or a Nintendo Shop game, but maybe not.
Maybe it was supposed to be really good. I never got around to trying it, but and then. There's also a game called Darkfall Unholy Wars that's coming out, and Star Wars The Old Republic is getting a DLC.
Darkfall Unholy War. Inferno Devastation Extreme.
That's the most ridiculous nice. Name.
All right, cool. Pick of the week.
I have to go with Injustice, even though I'm not going to get it. I played the demo. I forgot to talk about that last week and this week. It's Mortal Kombat with DC characters.
Right. And I'm actually pretty surprised at how brutal some of the moves are.
Yeah. You know? They're pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm saying go buy Guacamelee.
I'm looking at God Mode right now for XBLA, and I'm thinking that. That looks pretty fun.
God Mode is a humorous co-op third-person shooter with non-linear gameplay, fast and frantic shooting, hordes of on-screen enemies, and stunning visuals.
Its player will be addicted to the new God Mode game.
Player
80s style.
player will addicted to God Mode
new
game.
New sexy artwork.
Sexy.
new sexy it's, graphics.
It's by Saber Interactive, so that should be... It could be decent. And they've got like a tongue-in-cheek version of the Halo announcer for all your kills, and you can look forward to such...
Oh, awesome.
Such one-liners as, looks like we're about to make a skeleton of a mess.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So that hurt a little bit. Cool. All right, let's move on. Emails and Indus questions. Why don't you do Indus questions first?
All right, we got a couple Indus questions here. First one comes from our buddy JakeG92.
What's up, dude?
All right, this one I'm going to have to do in stages like the last one he did. Okay. Guys, state the last game you played.
Guacamelee.
Glenn?
Need for Speed Most Wanted during the break on the Vita.
Okay, you're going to have a terrible answer for this one then.
Fuck.
I'm going to go with, well, the last game I played was Borderlands 2. And he says, who's the main character?
Son of a bitch.
Juan, the luchador.
Okay. Nissan GTR.
There you go.
That's all it is, too. I guess I would be the siren from Borderlands 2. They said, "Okay, awesome. That character is now trying to kill you. How fucked are you?"
I cannot run 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. So
and your car's a lot bigger than you and probably run over you.
But I am on the second story of a house, so I'm pretty safe right now.
Yeah, you can pretty much go anywhere that isn't the ground or
yeah,
a road.
Yeah, I just can't go outside. Okay. Like,
I don't
it's
think
out
you're
there,
that fucked. I
it's
think,
out there revving its engine at me through the window right now.
Yeah, I think on a level of 1 to 10 of fuckness, you're at like a goddamn I might be fucked. And that would be like a 4 or 5.
Well, I've got food. Like it's an increasing scale. Mm-hmm. I've like a 2. I don't need to go outside for anything.
Yeah, but then
like,
when you run
as
into
the days
food,
go on, it keeps getting the back higher door. And higher because eventually I have to leave.
But then you just got to go out the opposite side where they can't see you, and then you're home free.
There's only one way out of this house.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's by the driveway. Shit.
Chris.
I think I'm pretty fucked, actually.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
How so? Is he going to beat the fuck out of you?
Oh, yeah. He'll beat the fuck out of
you. Have
you
unlocked all your powers yet?
I've unlocked probably 3 or 4 of them, and I can do some pretty mean air combos with them. So it's like
he's going to be juggling the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty screwed too, because even though I'm only level 8, the siren can just fucking freeze
she
my shit in the air.
Yeah, she can still pick your ass up.
Yeah, and I'm screwed. Yeah. And she can walk anywhere. She's got guns. She's cute, so she's already got that. Like, she doesn't have to let me know she's out to kill you. She's like, she could be a waitress at a fucking bar and be like, hey, you know, just give me a wink and a smile and I'll be all in there. Be like, give her a big tip. The next thing you know, you're being torn to shreds.
Next thing you know, you're suspended in the air getting shot.
Exactly.
But loving every second of it. Yeah. Strangely.
I'm pretty fucked. I think Glenn might have a chance of survival, Chris and myself.
I think we're both dead, dude.
We're both done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't happening.
Glenn, it's up to you, man. Podcast is on you this time.
Yeah.
All right. As long as I don't have to leave the house, I should be good.
I like these questions though. That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Tawny83. I think I might know her. She says
she's really cool, but her boyfriend's kind of an asshole.
He's a douche, and his feet stink too. She says, "Who's your favorite new kid on the block?"
Oh, I don't even know who they are. I mean, I don't know. I don't know their names. Is what I mean.
Mark really? Wahlberg. I'll go with.
Was he a new kid on the block?
No, he was the brother of the new kid on the block.
No, he was on. He was actually a new kid.
No, Donnie.
Mark.
Wahlberg
Mark
was.
And Donnie were both new kids. Don't give me that.
Mark was never a new kid.
Donnie Wahlberg by association, though.
I was going to go with
because
Donnie
Mark
too.
And Mark and the Funky Bunch, so.
Yeah, the Funky Bunch.
You remember that shit.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I'm trying to remember, that. He had like one song. I'm trying to remember what it was.
I don't even remember anymore.
I'm going to go with Donnie. He was the one who always felt like, you know, he was always. Donnie was the kind of one that you can get away with back when I was in elementary school with new kids around and saying you liked him because he was kind of like the badass and you wouldn't get made fun of. He'd be like, yeah, he apparently set a hotel on fire. That was a whole rumor and all this other shit. So, like, as
so
a guy,
he's
be
a
like,
badass.
Donnie Wahlberg, yo. But if he said, like, Jordan or Joey or any of the other two guys that no one knows and cares about, he'd be like, you're gay. Like,
the fact that you know three makes
me
question
Oh, my God,
I
love that Joey McIntyre.
I'm sorry, Donnie. Like, she was, like, I guess a big new – which is weird because she's – new kids I thought would be, like, way ahead of her time. But anyway. Hey, man, hanging tough. It's not so easy. Unless you got the right stuff.
The right stuff.
God, this is painful.
Do you remember the stupid, do you remember the Oreo thing?
It hurts so
bad.
Yeah,
the white stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Oreo.
What's the in white the middle? Yeah. The white stuff.
Oh, shit. Weird Al. Love that guy. That's the end of his questions.
All right, man.
Thank God
I have
for that.
Email and a voicemail. Which you guys want first?
Whatever will save us.
The voicemail first.
Whatever will save us. Okay. Hello, Indus Crew, and whoever you guys have on as a guest this week. Glenn.
Regular Indus Crew.
Hi. You're not really a guest though. You're Indus Crew, so.
Yeah.
If you had all of the power and unlimited money, to create the video game of your dreams, what would it be? For example, would love something set in the Harry Potter universe. Just imagine a Skyrim type game or even a cover based open world 3D third person RPG, where it follows the wonderful mythology set forth by J.K. Rowling. You start off the game coming fresh into Hogwarts, and you get to choose which house you're divided into. You don't choose, though, do you? Doesn't the hat choose for you?
I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, the sorting hat chooses for you.
You get to choose what house you are divided into and what path to follow, whether it be good or evil. You become more powerful as the game progresses, integrating locations and even quests from the novels. For example, searching for the Horcruxes, Hollows, Wands, etc. I know I'm not the only geek out there that would gush all at this shit. Hell, I would even settle for a Harry Potter Skyrim mod. That's how badly I want to play.
I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, me too, actually. That's how badly I want to play a game like this. Anyways, I just wanted to chime in and ask you guys your opinions. Love the guests you guys have from time to time. And that was from El Doozy, a.k.a. Salvador Arana.
Yes. He's been a regular lately.
He has. This is a really hard question.
I didn't picture El Doozy as being a Harry Potter fiend. I don't know why.
You'd be surprised who are Harry Potter fiends.
Well, I guess you just never know.
I almost bought my wife a Wonder Book.
I thought about it. It did look kind of cool.
Yeah. I think Jason did get Lisa one.
No, Lisa does have it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she does have it. But
I really can't answer that question right now because that's one of those, like, if you had... Who asked that question a couple weeks ago? It was like, if you had unlimited funds, what would be in your man cave? I'm like, what the fuck wouldn't be in my man cave?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'd have a man cave in my man cave.
I would have Battle and Brew in my man cave.
Fuck that, Battle and Brew would be my man cave.
I'd build an exact replica and make them work there.
I want what I think every other person who has ever played Symphony of the Night wants. I want a new Castlevania game in the vein of Symphony of the Night on the next-gen platforms with that type of production value put into it, that much time put into it. I mean, I want to see another Castlevania game like that on a next-gen console. It's like we haven't had one.
Like hand-drawn sprites and stuff. Like
yeah,
HD,
even if it's not hand-drawn sprites, I would love to see a 2.5D Metroidvania on PS4, like full-fledged. You know, make it enough to be a $60 game. The only thing that we've gotten this year or this generation is we've gotten some DS titles, and we've gotten a character action game, and we got a hodgepodge type. You know,
I don't even
online...
want it to be $60, dude. I don't think anything like that would even be able to sell for $60.
Yeah, maybe not. Just but like 40.
Even if it's like
maybe.
40, like 40, yeah. Or even like $20, whatever you can do on Xbox PSN. That's yeah. I was gonna say the same answer as you, but not. I want the new Strider game to be in Metroidvania fashion.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's what I would want. Even though it's not like a crazy budget, you wouldn't need all the funds in the entire world. But if I had all the resources in the world to get like the best designers and all that kind of shit, that's probably what I'd make. It would be like. Same vein of like Metroidvania, it would be like a Shadow Complex, but in the Strider universe with Strider and shit like that. Because honestly,
cool,
I can. There's a bunch of other games I'd like to play and stuff, but I feel like not everything's been done before. Because that's not true. Just that's what I'm jonesing for right now. That's what I want.
Yeah,
I don't need some crazy tech stuff or crazy.
But it could change, you know, a month from now or.
Oh yeah,
two,
if you ask
yeah.
this question like 3 weeks from now, it might be a
different.
Totally different answer.
And for me, a lot of it right now is that you know, we just got a new Castlevania on 3DS, and I want nothing. I don't even care about it. You know.
Yeah.
So and it's one of those games that I will probably eventually play, but right now it's like I don't really care. So.
So I think that what I would make would be, I would make a game based on like the Top Gear series. So, like, okay. You'd have, like, the whole speed wall with the star and the reasonably priced car, but it would be kind yeah. of be like you got things released in tandem with what happened on the show. So, like, as cars came out that put fast times on their speed wall, you'd get the ability to drive it around.
That'd be cool.
The track. But also things...
See if you can beat the time on the speed wall?
Right. But That'd also be cool. things like the challenges they do. So, like, if they did a challenge, like, where they had to get from one side of Africa to the other, right, with a car that costs less than $3,000, you get the same challenge. But you don't have to pick the cars they use. They give you a list of, like, you know, 20 cars that all cost that much, and you could pick a completely different car and try to get through the same challenge that they just did.
Hmm.
I don't know. Stuff.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
I think that would actually be neat. You know, take kind of the car racing sim thing to kind of a different level on it a little bit. You know, put a little more fun in it. Let's make it a little less serious, a little more fun.
Yeah. That would obviously have to be co-op, because I don't think that'd be fun single player.
That would be cool.
Anyway.
But you'd have to do something like the whole thing where if you had to get from one side of a country to another and you wanted to make it semi-simulator based, like, yeah, you're right. It would have to be co-op, and it would have to be something that, like, you could save your place. Like, you had a week to finish it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, all right, we're going to meet up tonight. We're going to kill, like, you know, we got to kill this much ground and then get back to it tomorrow, you know? Like, it could be pretty damn cool, actually.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. That would take a lot of money and resources, too, which would be awesome. That'd fit in.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Top Gear. That shit's awesome.
I'd still watch, like, old episodes.
Yeah, same here, dude.
Watch it all the time.
That's one of my go-to when I can't fall asleep and I just want something in the background. I throw on old episodes of Top Gear. And, yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. All right.
Still working on getting Jeremy Clarkson on the show.
Yeah. Video games, what's that?
Wait, we do have racing games that we talk about sometimes.
He plays Gran Turismo all the fucking time.
Nice.
Does he really?
Yeah, he did one of the shows. He took an Acura NSX around Laguna Seca.
Yeah.
In Gran Turismo 4, was it? Yeah, Gran Turismo 4. And he was trying to see if he could take an actual NSX around Laguna Seca in the same time.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, failed miserably.
I was going to say, how did that turn out?
Oh, God, no. Because he said, you know, the problem is I don't have the balls to take the corkscrew at the same speed in the video game. You don't get G-forces, so you don't get this feeling like you're going to die. Yeah, it's an old episode.
Oh, I need to look that up then, because I want to see. I've never seen that one. I don't know how.
Oh, it's good. It's fun. It was a send-off for the NSX, because I stopped making that car. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Cool. Hey, I got a voicemail.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's do that.
Hey guys, this is Mel Machine.
What's up, man?
Hey!
I just had a thought, like, the last few days, and I was wondering what you would think about it, because I just had a thought in my head, and I expressed it, and then you guys like to, this video game, really, by the way.
Well, that's good, because this is a game podcast.
So, for the last, probably, like, I guess, like, for the last year or two now, we all been kind of getting accustomed to buying our games digitally, which is cool. You know, digital games aren't that bad. You know, there's easy access, and, you know, the most places it was, you don't need to buy any PlayStation games because they'll give to you for free when you got a month or two. Jokes. I try to be funny, but I'm not really that way. Even though it's kind of true. But, I found that, when I have games that are digital, I tend to either not play them as much, or I just don't need them or something like that. It's kind of a weird thing. Like pretty much every game that I got free for PlayStation Plus, you know, which I appreciate, is a really good thing. You know, I think I maybe played like two or three of like the 50 or more games that I downloaded for them. So that's kind of a weird thing. And I don't know what that really is. Cause the thing is, like, with my Vita, it feels like if I have something physical that I can look in, you know, I go in my room and then I see like the case there in my face, it would be like, oh, okay, I should really play the game, and then I get around to it and I play it. That's how I actually beat my favorite ground goals, because I bet you if I had it digitally, I wouldn't have gotten around to it. I'd probably just keep forgetting that I had it on my system. So I guess I just need something to look at me and judge me to be like, hey, you should really play me, and, you know, I just wanted to know how you guys was like, if you feel the same way about digital games. Are you more accustomed to it now? Are you more used to it? Will you be willing to do this for the next, generation of consoles? Or are you just on board with the whole, I still want my physical media? For me, I'm still physical media all the way, just because, I like having shit. That's just a me thing, but, I don't know, it just feels better. and it feels like I would be more obligated to play it, because, like I said, it makes you feel guilty that I haven't played it yet. So just want to know what you guys think. I slowed it down for you, because it's early, and that's why it is early, so you can understand me a bit more, even though I'm a quiet speaker. And that got dark. Okay, bye!
First, congratulations on finally beating Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah. Congratulations on the move to Maryland, too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually exactly like him, in a way.
I am kind of the same way.
I've gotten to the point where, like, the PS Plus stuff, it's like, I'll just go online to the web store, and I'll add it all to my cart and hit purchase for $0, and I'll just leave it on my download list, and then a lot of times I won't even download it for PS Plus stuff.
Well, even if I download it, I feel like it's not even, like, that's free, but even stuff I pay for, like PSN and Xbox Live games.
Yeah, you don't play them as much.
I don't need to beat them. It's weird. It's like, I'll play them for a bit.
It was only $5 or it was only $10.
Even some of the 15, like, outside of fighting games, I seem to get my money's worth out of, because we have a pretty big fighting game community.
Right,
true. With Retroids and with, like, Innis listeners and stuff. But outside of that, besides I'd say a handful, I could probably count on one hand how many PSN and Xbox Live games I've actually beaten. And it compared to how much I've owned, that I own, it's ridiculous how many I have not beaten. And I don't feel that bad for not beating them for some reason.
And you're probably like me. It's like when someone asks you how many games you have your PS3, you pretty much only count the physical ones, right?
Oh yeah, I don't count. I do the same for both. I'm like, I don't count the digital.
I don't know how many digital games I have. And it's like, even if you look at your list, you don't know, because you might have some that you have that you haven't downloaded. So.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I deleted and forgot about it.
Right. I love my physical media. I want things to keep going that way, but I know that this next generation that we're coming up on, it's probably going to be the last one.
It's going to be a push.
Well, they kind of said that about this, like this was going to be the transition generation, you know, because there's such a push for digital.
Yeah, I didn't really believe that though, because
I think this generation will be this one coming up will be the one where everything's going to be day one digital, like that Sony
for everything
lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing is, I really love the convenience of it, but like Navajan said, I just don't feel like there's that attachment to a physical thing I purchased, so I don't care necessarily if I beat it or not. Which is ridiculous. Like, if I'm looking at my, like, I have
it doesn't make
ton
any
of
sense.
Games,
yeah,
and like,
I get you.
Yeah, if I bought, like, the next Halo digitally, I'd be like, I'll play it for a bit, whatever. I wouldn't feel like the need to beat it as soon as I did or would normally if I didn't actually buy it and have it on my shelf.
Right.
Like,
in your head, the downloadable title is not a AAA title.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just because that's what you're used to.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. It's like, it's ingrained to our brain, like, this is the shit you pay $60 for. Whether it's downloadable, like Far Cry 3, I didn't beat that game. If I guarantee you,
I
struggled so long to be like, do I get this on PC or on Xbox? And I know the better version is on PC, but I was like, I know if I get it on PC, I'm not gonna beat it because eventually I just get sick of sitting at a desk playing a PC game.
No, sure. Even with playing it on my TV, I got that way. But at the same time, Far Cry 3 was out around the time that I was playing like three other games. So
it's hard to
judge. Right now I'm playing a lot of BioShock and I probably will end up beating BioShock, and I got that on PC. So,
well, the game I played most on PC since I've got my new computer is Diablo 3.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's a coincidence or not. That's the only game. Oh no. Diablo 3 and Witcher 2. Are the two games I put the most time into, and those are the only two games I bought physical copies of.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's just a coincidence, but I actually went to the store and actually bought, because I wanted the box. I wanted to have these on my shelf. And then those are the only games that I played a shit ton of. Everything else I've downloaded from Steam or downloaded from anything. I didn't beat Battlefield 3. It's not even a long campaign. I barely touched the multiplayer. Like, and I have like 30-something games on Steam. Haven't beat a single one of them.
Mine's a little stranger for my, because I'm with you guys that I prefer the physical media over not.
Mm-hmm.
But like for whatever reason, like if I'm gonna sit and play Halo on the Xbox, like I've got like a ritual of, you know, going and getting the game, opening it, putting it in there, setting up my, I got like the Triton headset, and I'm setting up the headset, and then when I'm done, I like rolling up the headset cable, putting it away, and like popping out the disc, and you know, like that's the
it's an
I'm
experience
done. I'm
the
taking
whole thing.
The disc
yeah.
out and putting it in the case and putting it back where it's supposed to go. That means I'm done now. Yeah. You know, like it's you feel unfinished when you just kind of exit out of a digital game and you're like, all right, well, I just shut it off. Like
100% agree with you.
I don't know why. It feels like I should be taking the disc out, even though there's no disc in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my Xbox Live and PSN games have turned into what I play while I'm thinking about what disc I'm going to put in the console.
Yeah.
And that's what it's turned into. And it's just really, and it's so dumb. It's just, I think our generation is just so used to that. It's just, I don't know. And he, well, he's not even, he's younger than, like, that's kind of weird that he's feeling this kind of same way.
Right.
It's like,
I feel a little, get off my lawn.
Yeah, for sure.
God.
It's like anything I download, I'm just kind of like, it's on there forever. I'm not in a big rush to beat it. Cause I guess maybe cause I don't have the urge to trade it in, maybe. So I'm always going to have it. Cause I feel like there's no trade.
I don't know. I think it feels better putting the media in. Like, I think it feels better.
Yeah.
Loading the game. Like, cause I even like when I buy a game for the Xbox
and
I have
it?
To install it. I like doing that. I couldn't even explain to you
throw
why.
Throw it in there, install it, and make myself a sandwich.
Yeah.
Pop open a beer.
We'll grab a beer.
Yeah. I'll go on my iPad and look at shit online and be like, all right, it's done installing. Here we go.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Like, I'll immediately, even if I go to a midnight release, which is few and far these days.
Yeah,
I will make a point to bring the game home for the Xbox and install it, and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and so the next morning you're fine.
The game. I just like, I gotta put the disc in. It's gotta go in the console.
And it's
right
so
now.
Ridiculous because you don't even have to install it. It's just
you don't.
A thing.
But whatever games you're playing, you install, right? Like when,
yep, for sure.
So, in effect,
ever since you've had that ability, I've installed every single game to my Xbox.
Digital copies.
Every single one I install it now. And the thing is, I'll go into my memory and I'll be like, how do I only have 20 gigs left and I have like a 250 gig hard drive? And I'm like, do I really want to delete Call of Duty 2 because I installed that
Call
one time
Duty
I tried
2.
To play the yeah. first. Yeah, I'm like...
Because I played it once in the past
Dude,
4 years.
That's how ridiculous it is now. Like, I'll get an old game. Like, I've done it twice now with Bayonetta where I'm like, I just want to play a couple levels of Bayonetta. I don't put it in there and just play a couple levels of Bayonetta. I install it, play a couple levels, then a couple months later, I'm like, I'm not going to play it for a while. I'll delete it.
And then uninstall it, and then
levels.
Install it again.
Install it again.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I
you have to with Bayonetta,
games.
Right? Like, isn't that one of the ones that really loaded like shit otherwise?
On
no,
PS3,
Bayonetta
it
was
did.
Fine.
Bayonetta was fine on 360.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, what's hilarious about this is what we're essentially doing is having a 90s PC gaming experience. You install
it's
it
so
and then you have to put the disc in to prove you have the license code to play. Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
So we're playing
a digital copy.
Many games on my 360. Yeah. It's like I played Tomb Raider all the way through without installing it. So.
Yeah, I install every, once I get home, that's like Tawny is like, every time there's a commercial, so we'll be watching TV. When I go home, like, on the commercial, I'll be like, oh, hold on a second, I just gotta set this up to install, then we can,
yeah.
can put it
let
back
me
to
check
show.
How this install's going.
Yeah,
I'll pop right
let
back.
Let me see how much I've downloaded. Yeah. I do that too, like when there's a download. Done. I wanna see how much I've downloaded.
Uh-huh.
Same concept.
It's ridiculous. It's
yeah.
so it
me
dumb.
And Jeff are gonna go get drunk alone in a bar real quick.
Thank you, Nobishin, for this complete tangent.
Yeah. We all agree, apparently. It's like, it's so true, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, man.
I'm going to go install a game on my Xbox.
I got nothing better to do. All right. Well, should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So we're gonna move to this week's question of the week to next week. We'll be talking about the Wii U. So send in your thoughts on whether or not they're doing well or...
do you think this is bad news for Nintendo? Basically?
Yeah, is this bad news for Nintendo? And if so, how can they fix it? That kind of thing. So... To answer the question of the week, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Their numbers.
Their numbers. If you are on, if you're on Indus, if you're on Twitter, you can follow us. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, 9 kilobytes, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Check us out on Facebook, Google+, and Steam. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you'll find us.
and come over to Retroids and join the community. We got a congratulations to Added XP and another Podcastle for joining the Retroids podcast network. Good to have you guys. We're going to try and – we still haven't gotten A-Bog on. We need to get those guys on too. But we're, you know, we'd like to try and get new members of the community onto the show. So hopefully we'll be able to get that going in the next few weeks.
Shout out to OnTap, who are no longer part of the they're done. They retired their podcast.
They stopped recording their podcast, and they've been on. They were on
on
the Retroids.
They were on the original, right?
They were one of the first ones.
Two, yeah.
They were there before we were. So I think we were like number four or something on the network, and they were one of the first three, because I remember it being
Sisters in Gaming, probably.
No, Sisters in Gaming came well after, but I remember it being there might have been a fourth one, but it was PS Nation, On Tap, and MC Wilson's Broadcast Gamer.
Yeah, Broadcast Gamer.
So they were they were the three big ones on the network before we even joined. So you know, congratulations to them for a successful podcasting career, I guess.
I've only met Dale out of those guys. Dale's a really good guy.
Yeah, Dale, he came to IndieFest one year, and we had a blast with him. He's a great guy.
Those are all the MGCs.
Yeah. So, good luck to you guys in your endeavors. And, to the ABOG guys, Added XP and, another podcast.
That's a band of gamers, by the way.
A band of gamers. We need to get you guys on the show at one point or another. So, hopefully we'll be in touch very soon. So come over to Retroids, join the community, check out some of the podcasts on the network, and you will not be sorry.
Another message. I know we don't get any emails for the question of the week. Just throwing it out to you guys listening. Don't be afraid to give us suggestions for question of the week, because we've been doing this now for 277 episodes. That's a lot
of
freaking topics, guys.
We've got nothing left.
Yeah.
And please do the show for us.
It's really got to the point where every week we're sitting here like, I don't know, like, we can't, we'll try to revisit stuff or whatever. And if we don't get the feedback from you guys, we don't know if you guys are even interested in hearing about it. So if you have any suggestion whatsoever, we don't have to read it. If you want us to read it, we can read it. Send us through email, through tweet, through Facebook, through anything. And we'll likely do it if we haven't done it before. Even if we have done it before, if there's reason enough to revisit it, we'll do it. Cause it is tough. 277.
It's getting close to time to revisit, PSN versus Live, right?
Yeah,
we haven't done
much.
That in a while.
No, yeah.
And actually, the voicemail we just did from Nabashan would make a good question of the week as well.
Exactly. So, and the whole Twitter social media thing. So we have a couple things we could probably think of here and there. But also, I do want to do this. I'm dropping this on Chris and Glenn now, and I'll eventually drop it on Jason. After this year, so it's not for a little bit of while, a lot for a while, I want to do an epic Game of the Generation show.
Game of this generation. Oh, well, that should go easily without any sort of fighting.
No
at all.
Hitches whatsoever.
No, not at all. Well, not
no
at all.
Hitches whatsoever.
So, no, but I seriously want to do that. I think that'd be fucking a lot.
No, I
of
agree.
Fun.
As
long as we all vote Halo 4, then yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're such a fanboy, Glenn. You're such a fanboy. Should we? Oh. No, I'm not even going to bring that up. That would be awful.
Yeah,
we were
really
to vote for a console of the generation.
Oh no, that would just the Wii.
Yeah, the Wii. That's good.
The Wii. The PSP wins.
All right, cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jason. I'm Jason. I'm Jeff. Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
I am so happy right now.
I gotta explain why that happened.
You're used to Jason going before you.
Yeah, I'm used to that. And also because I'm Andrew Vasmonsky, Big Ben's brother, just texted me or messaged me on Skype saying, hey, we're playing fighting games tonight. And I was typing to him, well, I haven't yet heard back from Jason. So that's what I was typing when he said,
I'm Jason.
I'm Jason. Does that mean I'm Jeff?
Can we redo the outro where we all say we're Jason?
What?
Can we redo the outro and all say we're Jason?
Yeah. I'm Jason.
I'm Jason. I'm
so
Jason.
Until next
I'm
week.
Jason.
My name's Jason.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jason.
All right.
Games. Turn this shit off.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night.
Jeff, I love you, man.
You too.